Eastern country. This after 21 months at the helm. The ambassador admits efforts to quell the disturbances failed, but he is accentuating the positive, saying that the latest U.S.-Iraqi offensive as of February 14th to stop the sectarian violence is having an impact. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says roadside bombings have killed five American soldiers. Officials say four Americans were killed when a roadside bomb hit their patrol in Diyala province. A roadside bomb also killed a U.S. soldier and wounded two others during a route clearance mission in northwestern Baghdad. In other developments, gunmen and Iraqi security forces clashed yesterday in the Sunni area in central Baghdad. Police say at least two people were
set a non-binding timetable for troop withdrawal. The president rejects what he sees as congressional meddling. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
After nearly 2 years in his post, Zalmay Khalilzad's leaving as Washington's ambassador to Iraq to take up the same post at the United Nations. Khalilzad tells the New York Times that last year he held talks with insurgent leaders in hopes of bringing Sunnis into politics. More from CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Baghdad.
Slowly a distinction is being made between insurgents who have what might be called nationalistic tendencies, genuine grievances about the way they're being treated by the government or under what they see as the U.S. occupation, and those insurgents who just want to kill everybody, that Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, for example. You can't talk to people like that because they don't want to be part of the political process.
Well, yesterday was a deadly day for American forces in Iraq. Five were killed in two roadside bombings northeast of Baghdad. It's not getting any easier for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to hold on to his job. His support among key senators is eroding, with new revelations that cast doubt on the explanation of his role in the firing of federal prosecutors.
He has said some things that just don't add up. He has been wounded.
That's how South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham put it to CBS News. Democrats Dianne Feinstein and Bill Nelson are the latest senators to call for Gonzalez to resign. For the past 5 years, he's been a terrorism suspect held at Guantanamo Bay. Today, Australian David Hicks will be arraigned by a military tribunal. His father, Terry's dismissive of the whole process.
He's having a day, but it's not in court. It's a misconception people have that this is a court proceeding.
Hicks is accused of taking part in Al-Qaeda training camps, fighting American forces in Afghanistan, and the surveillance of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. In an historic development, the two longtime antagonists in Northern Ireland have announced power sharing that will begin on May the 8th. Protestant cleric, the Reverend Ian Paisley and Gerry Adams of Sinn Féin, held their first face-to-face meeting today. Paisley says the future demands cooperation.
We must not allow our justified loathing of the horrors and tragedies of the past to become a barrier to creating a better and more stable future for our children.
Well, it's been more than 6 weeks since the death of Anna Nicole Smith. In a few hours, the autopsy results will finally be released. CBS's Peter King is covering.
The day after her death, Seminole Police Chief Charlie Tiger said there were no obvious signs of any crime.
We found no illegal drugs, only prescription medicines.
Broward Medical Examiner Dr. Joshua Perper says nothing indicated an overdose from anything legal or illegal.
There's no such indication because we didn't find any kind of pills in the stomach.
Chemical and toxicology tests were expected to take 3 to 6 weeks, but the autopsy's release was delayed even further because of what Perper called new evidence. Peter King, CBS News, Dania Beach, Florida.
4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is scheduled to be in Denver today for a roundtable focusing on combating the sexual exploitation of kids. His visit, of course, comes as some high-profile Republican senators are now questioning whether he's being truthful about the firing of 8 federal prosecutors. An Aurora police officer has been killed in the line of duty. Officer Doug Byrne was killed in a single car crash as he was responding to a medical emergency. Happened last night. He swerved to avoid hitting a car stopped in front of him near 6th Avenue in Laredo.
Our officer was ejected from his car, and he sustained serious trauma to his head and to his chest.
37-year-old Byrne was a veteran of the first Gulf War. Fort Carson doctors already know cases of post-traumatic stress disorder arising as soldiers return from Iraq War II. But there are also substantial numbers of troops showing lingering signs of traumatic brain injuries like concussions from roadside bombs. Officers say mental health problems from war could be tied to more devoured voraces and drunk driving arrest. Insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nocio is starting out much like the fraud trials of former leaders of WorldCom and Enron, in which former chief financial officers testified against their bosses. Nocio's trial is set to enter its second week today in Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, we already have a problem, a wreck northbound I-25 approaching I-70. Otherwise, you've got a pretty good start to the week as you hit the roads. Both interstates, I-70, I-25 running clear in other areas of the city. No delays right now around DIA. Tech Center traffic at good speeds. Looks like a few more folks headed into downtown southbound 25. Remember to work along 14th Street has it closed between Spear and Delaware, and no worries for the turnpike between Boulder and Denver. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, windy and mild with morning sunshine and afternoon clouds, a high of 67. Tonight.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Okay, good morning. It's 6:10. 10 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of showers today, but check out the temperature. High today is 69. Now, I can tell you it's cold out there because I was just outside, and we'll be outside, hopefully, a little bit later on this morning. I'm not out there now, but you can come by now and help us out with our drive for money and also for pet food for the Colorado Humane Society. And let me just get my notes together here. They're only going to take Royal Canin dog and cat food, Nine Lives and Whiskers brand cat food, and Pedigree brand of canned dog food. We've also got some really, really nice, cute dogs to adopt. I mean, they're really great looking. And we'll also take cash donations, blankets, and towels. Now, where are we? Well, come by and see us. We're at 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver at the Tech Center. And I'm upstairs, but if you come by, there's somebody down there who will help you out. And Mary and my two dogs, Coco and Jackson, are on the way as well. And I'll be down there shortly. Plus, I got something really cool. And I don't know if I want to use this term auction off. I got something really cool. Well, I guess it is. But I'm not going to auction it. But I got something really cool for somebody who reaches deep down in their heart. And I know this audience, I know you guys are capable of it, who reach deep down in their heart and come up with some good money. Let me tell you the story here briefly about what I have. Mary and I won this at an auction Saturday night. We had, once again for the second year in a row, an absolute blast at the Mad Russian golf course, at the golf course there, and restaurant and banquet facilities with the Weld County Democrats. It was myself and our next senator from the state of Colorado, Congressman Mark Udall. He did a marvelous job. We had a great time. They had an auction of all kinds of stuff. They have silent auction. They had a silent auction, and then they have a public one. And Mary is a notorious silent auction and also public auction bidder. I mean, she just can't help herself. She just, and she always says the same thing. Well, I don't think I'm going to do this time. I want to do it, but she always does. All right, let me tell you what I got. And I'll give this and to the first person who comes by and donates $500. All right, that's a lot of money, $500. But check this out. I have home the Blueprints of Our Lives, edited by former Senator John Edwards, now running for the president. He was on 60 Minutes last night with Elizabeth. This book is signed by John Edwards. So if you want a copy of this book, and it's the only copy I have, if you want a copy of this book signed by John Edwards, bring me $500, and it's yours. And I am not going to take the money out and spend it. I'm going to give it to the Humane Society. So you can make the Colorado Humane Society. So you can make the check out directly to them, and I'll hand you the book. And it's in excellent condition. And this is a real keepsake. This is a real keepsake of John Edwards' second run. Well, actually, this is his second run for the White House. So if you want this book, and it's autographed by John Edwards, if you want it, then come by right now or any time this morning between 6 and 10, 4695 South Monaco Street, and we're right here in the Denver Tech Center, that's off I-25, all the money that you contribute goes to the Humane Society. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about dogs and cats. And the Humane Society, the Colorado Humane Society, was victimized by this whole pet food recall where they had to dump tons and tons of food. So we're trying to get food and we're trying to get money for them. And we can only accept Royal Canin dog and or cat food, Nine Lives and Whisker brands of cat food, and Pedigree brand canned dog food. But we are looking for cash donations, blankets, and towels. So even if you want to pull off I-25 on your way to work this morning and drop off $10, man, I'd appreciate that. I'd appreciate anything that you can spare. And we're not the only radio station that's doing this. The whole Clear Channel family is doing it. So basically it's us progressives and liberals against the rest of the world is how this works. So I know it's Monday, and I know it's dark outside, and I also know that we have a tendency on Monday to be kind of, I mean, we're all kind of like this. Well, we're starting out the week, and, you know, it's still dark outside. But it's going to be a beautiful day today, and it is cold out outside. But this book is worth $500 easily. And on top of that, all of this goes to a good cause. So come on by and help us out. And hopefully when I get downstairs here in a few minutes, because we're having a little bit of technical problems, Mary will be out there, and Coco and Jackson should be there too. User discretion advised, but you can meet both of them, you can meet me, and you can help out the Colorado Humane Society. And you don't have to show up here with $500. I mean, if you just got $10 or $20 or some cans of food or some blankets or some towels, they'll take anything in that area because they desperately need your help. Okay? And I hope I'm not on here this morning at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, boring you with all of this, but this is really important. And it's important for us to be active in our local community. And it's important because once you lay eyes on these dogs, and once you lay eyes on these cats, I don't know really how anybody can say no. And I was out there before we came on looking at them, the ones that they brought, and they're going to bring more. And these are all up for adoption, and they are so cute. And they're so cool looking. And I thought, well, you know, we got Jackson and we got Coco. And I don't know, Mary, do you think we could have room for a third? Because they'll just steal your heart. And of all the things we debate on this radio station, of all the things we discuss, of all the things we talk about, and maybe this will make me seem out of line with some people, but to me, animals are in a special category. They really are. And I love my dogs, and I know Mary does too, and I love my bird Bill, my double yellow-headed Amazon. And these dogs are great. They're healthy, and they're just looking for a good home. So come on by and see us. We're at 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver at the Tech Center. And the first $500 gets the autographed book by John Edwards, which will be a lifetime keepsake. And we thank the Weld County Democratic Party for that. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take on Orbitz, the travel game where you could save $100 on your next hotel stay.
Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com right now during the Hotel Mega Sale and save $100 on 5 nights at select hotels nearly anywhere in the world. It's the Orbitz Hotel Mega Sale, where you can save big on the hotel that's right for you. Just Orbitz and go.
Save $100 off 5+ nights on select hotels. Valid for travel May 1st through December 20th. Book by April 30th, 2007. See site for terms and conditions.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful, non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
And Brazilian Cherry Floors, a secure building with underground parking, elevator access, and large terraces perfect for gazing at the Flatirons or the colors of the Pearl Street Mall. Don't wait to check it out. Go to 1505pearl.com to learn how you can have the best of Boulder.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning. It's, It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today should get up to 69. We do have a 10% chance of showers of sun now just coming up. Do I sound different on the air now? Because you know what? I'm relocated, and I'm outside. So we're at 4695 South Monaco Street here at the Denver Tech Center. It's right off I-25. And as I said before, the first person who comes by and gives me $500, I'll give you this autographed book by John Edwards. Okay. Let me give you the phone numbers. 303-713-7600. Two big stories that are out this morning. One of them is one that we've been following all week last week, and we've been following constantly. And that's the Roberto Gonzalez situation. And we'll get into that a little bit later on this morning. But here's the other one. And I had more people come up to me Saturday night at the Weld County Democratic Dinner. I had a lot of people come up to me. And I've gotten a lot of email about this. So I want to know what you feel about it. I want to know what your opinion is about it. And how you, well, just generally, how you feel about this. Our congressional delegation split strictly along party lines, on Friday's vote, approving $1.24 billion emergency war spending plan that seeks to impose a timetable for U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq. All four Colorado Democrats, Representative Diana DeGette, Mark Udall, Congressman Mark Udall, our next senator, John Salazar, and Ed Perlmutter, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, voted in favor of the resolution. All three Republicans Representative Marilyn Musgrave, Republican in Fort Morgan, Doug Lamborn, who, as you know, is a Republican in Colorado Springs, and Tom Tancredo, do I need to describe him? He's a Republican in Littleton. They opposed it. Now, DeGette, who is the chief deputy whip for the Democratic caucus, said trying to forge party unity was the toughest assignment she had in 10 years because we have a large contingent of different kinds of thought in the Democratic Party as to what to do about Iraq. And there are a lot of you who are not members of the Democratic Party. There are a lot of you who are either independents or you are Green Party members or you have no party allegiance at all. We all have differing ideas on what to do. Now, some anti-war activists opposed all funding related to the war, but Congressman Udall said it would have been grossly irresponsible not to vote to give the troops what they need. Republicans blasted the package as pork and run, ripping Democrats for trying things such as drought relief funds to the funds to the controversial war spending, money for peanut storage, spinach farmers. But what these critics don't point out is that the GOP, that the Republicans, that the House, as well as the Senate, left a lot of funding undone before they left office. And I'm not for pork barrel spending. I think there's a certain degree of responsibility for a congressperson to go out and try to get the things that he or she needs for their district. But I think the biggest thing that the GOP is making here, the biggest argument that they're trying to make, is that they really oppose the idea of going against the president. That's really what we're talking about here. Because these guys had no problems. And I'm talking to you, Marilyn. So I shouldn't say guys. I should say these men and women. Marilyn Manson Musgrave. You had no problem with the highway bill, say, for instance, which was loaded with all kinds of pork. You had no trouble with numerous other giveaways. You've never squawked about any of that stuff. And now all of a sudden this becomes an issue? All right. The main thing here is this. Too much or too little? Do you favor, do you want to cut off funding altogether and force the president's hand? Or are you happy with where we are? Are you happy with what happened on Friday, which was historic? Do you like that idea? Do you like the idea of setting a timetable? Where do you sit on this? Because this is the number one issue facing this country today. Number one issue, you know, is Iraq. We've talked about it numerous mornings at 6 o'clock in the morning, between 6 and 7. We've talked about it numerous times. And what do I always hear? We always hear this. Well, the Democrats really don't have a plan, and the Democrats really don't do anything, and I don't know how many of you, even though the Democrats had the 100 hours of legislation in which they passed some marvelous stuff, but I don't know how many of you sent me emails, I don't know how many of you called me and have said, well, listen, they just don't do anything. Well, they did something on Friday. Now, will this get past the Senate? Probably not. And they won't reconcile the two. But at least the Democratic Party, at least, and some Republicans, I think there were two Republicans who voted for this, at least they're on record. At least they're on record as saying that enough's enough. That we can't continue to go on the way we've been going. So, I want you to get off your half moons. I know it's Monday morning. And I know it's a rough call. But I want to talk about what happened to the House, what happened with the House on Friday. 303-713-7600. And I'm waiting to hear from you. All right, we're out in front of the AM760 studios. We're at 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver. We're in the Tech Center. We're here for the Humane Society. I'm looking for dog food, cat food, Royal Canin dog or cat food. Nine Lives and Whiskers brand of cat food and Pedigree brand. We've also got dogs you can adopt. And as well as that, we'll take cash donations, blankets and towels, and the first person who shows up with $500 gets this autographed book called Home, The Blueprints of Our Lives, which is signed by John Edwards. You'd like that, Gina, wouldn't you?
Actually, I wouldn't mind it.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you got $500?
Are you kidding?
Well, I didn't have $500 either, but Mary bid on it, and so we paid it. So,
well, that's awesome.
And it's a marvelous book. It's really cool. It's full of all kinds of pictures, and it's got different famous people's homes in it. And then Edwards signed it right on the front.
Very
good. Like on the second page. So it's really cool. All right, it's Monday morning, and it's us trying to get to work, basically. So what's traffic look like?
Well, it's not bad right now. We do have one crash northbound 25 approaching I-70. A big rig was involved in that, so you may notice a little slowdown through there. Of course, that side of town really starting to stack up now through that I-70, I-25 interchange. Heavy traffic out of Thornton and North Glen, southbound 25. We've got speeds in the 20s, some spots there. 225, though, looks really good across Aurora. We did have a car fire off the highway at the intersection of Peoria. I believe it's Peoria and Arapahoe. Weather outlook today, windy and mild with morning sunshine and afternoon clouds, a high of 67, currently partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan In-Home Tutoring. Now you can give your child a private in-home tutor who's screened by Sylvan and perfectly matched to your child.
Hey, you got springtime on your mind, but you say snow is in the air. That could only mean Easter's coming to Westminster Mall. Oh yeah, we're hopping this season from March 26th through April 7th. Ever had your picture taken with that Easter rabbit dude? Well, now's your chance. And Saturday, April 7th, check out our Easter egg hunt inside the mall. Come at 9:15 with an Easter basket, and we'll supply the fun. Yep, it may be cold outside, but it's Easter inside. March 26th through April 7th, only at Westminster Mall. Boulder Turnpike and Sheridan.
And the name of the place is Westminster Mall.
Oh, dear.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Bounce, and we have to take the bounce deals away from them because they get so crazy. You know, if you love your pets like we do, and if you love all pets, but if you love your dogs like we do, Purina One Natural Blends has a no-compromise philosophy when it comes to pet food. Wholesome, select natural ingredients in every formula, including real lamb or white meat chicken, brown rice, and meal or barley, plus sweet potatoes, no added fillers, artificial colors or flavors, and it's a taste that dogs love. It's easy to understand why Purina One Natural Blends has such high standards. When you see the difference it can make in your pet, and Jackson and Coco have been eating Purina since they've been little kids. Can you call the dogs kids? Puppies. Well, we call them kids. What can a can of food with natural ingredients do for your dog's health? There's no better time to find out. Just call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free bag, a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Call today, 1-888-606-BARK, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
At Aetna, we want you to know
that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're here live out front of the Clear Channel building at 4695 South Monaco in the Denver Tech Center, taking cash donations and also pet food and blankets and towels for the Colorado Humane Society. And I believe Mary and Jackson and Coco have shown up. And also, I've got this book autographed by John Edwards, and for the first $500 donation to the Colorado Humane Society, I'll give it to you. All right, we're talking about the vote in the House on Friday on the warning rock. Are you satisfied with what went on? Do you want more? And your general feelings about what your congressional delegation did and what the House did on Friday, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Terrell in the DTC. Terrell, you're on AM 760. Good morning, man.
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right. On my way to work. Actually, yes. I mean, I would have wanted more out of what happened. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans who chatter talk about how they think the war is handled, you know, incorrectly, but when it comes down to vote, they just fall all in a single file line and just vote along with them still. But anyone who's challenging those individuals, they should have clips of that, you know, that they should be able, you know, ready to play during the next campaign season. I mean, because they just follow along. I mean,
well, those folks are on record. You're right about that. And Tom Tancredo, Marilyn Musgrave, and Doug Lamborn, they're on record as voting for this thing, and or voting against it. I'm sorry, and I think you're definitely right about that. I'll tell you something else too. The legislature the Senate is getting ready here in the state of Colorado also to pass a resolution and to debate this. And Republicans keep bringing up the troops. You know, they keep wrapping themselves in the troops. But they have no veterans benefit record. I mean, look at their votes and look at the budget. How does the American public allow them to get away with that?
I mean, it's just like hate mongers and prejudiced people who stand behind religion. I mean, it's the same type of deal. You stand behind something that no one can be able to criticize, and then you can still be able to make your point. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly what you're exactly right. In other words, no solution offered is good enough for them, except standing behind the president, and they're behind the public curve because the polls show that the majority of Americans, they want us out. They want us to get out.
Where do these polls come from? Because I sit in a room full of 100 people and 25, not even 5 people who think George Bush is doing a good job. Are they just actual Republicans? I mean, we need to open up the booths so we can see actually what Americans think rather than have these polls tell us what and what ain't going on. Because I guarantee you, if you open up the polls so people can vote, he does not have that high of an approval rating. He don't. I mean,
well, his approval rating runs anywhere between about 27 to 35%, and those polls are taken at random. They call people across the United States, and there's a margin of error of about 4% in those polls. But I agree. I don't run into hardly. But maybe, you know, there's a danger in saying what we're saying because you and I don't see enough people on a daily basis to get a gauge as to what people in the country really feel. But the people that I run into, and I don't travel only in, you know, Democratic circles, and I'm sure you have the same thing, and I think others could call probably say this, but the people you run into, they're frustrated with the guy. They're angry with him.
Everyone is. I mean, there's no way you can intelligently defend Bush on any of his policies. I mean, you just can't. I mean, I used to be a conservative, and what was it for me was when he won the election, when he won the nomination. If Dick Cheney won the, he didn't win, but, you know, his nomination. I mean, it's just like, you know, I knew the Iraq War was coming. You know, I was just biding my time. I went to overseas to try to get out, hurry up and get out of the military before, you know, they decided to go in. And, I mean, we all knew this was coming. I mean, as soon as he won, they was getting operational, preparing the states ready, and they was trying to get people reenlisted. Then 9/11 happened, they had half of the people, then they kept the other half. I mean, they don't support the troops. They don't. America decided not to support the troops when they let the Swift Boat veterans down, someone who got a, you know, Medal of Honor. They just don't give those things out. And then where are these people now? I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. Walter Reed. What is the Republican response on Walter Reed? Since they support the troops so much, I mean, what is their response on that?
Well, I'm not a person to get on the air and demonize really the average Republican or the average conservative. I think that people in this country do support the troops. I think they support the troops on both sides. I also think there are Republicans, and I think there are conservatives. Not office holders now, okay? I'm talking about just everyday people, but who do support the troops. But there are some of them who live in an alternative reality to what you and I live in. And what I mean by that is, number one, they don't know how the system works. And number two, they consume a lot of false news from Fox, Foxaganda, from conservative mouthpieces. They really want a solution, but they're not tuned in to what's going on, and they're living in some kind of false reality. That's the only thing I can determine. Terrell, thanks, man. Have a good day at work.
All right,
6:42. It's 42 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. Happy with the House Iraq vote, yes or no? And come on by and see us, because we're out front live. The sun's coming up now. We're out front live, 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver at the Tech Center. Mary is here with Coco and Jackson. We've got other dogs here for adoption. I've got the John Edwards book up for the first $500. I'll give it to you, the signed book. And we're taking towels, blankets, and cash donations because the Colorado Humane Society was victimized by this latest pet food problem. And thanks to all of you who have come by so far and given money. So if you want to come by and meet Mary and Coco and Jackson and say hello, we're sitting here waiting for you. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Joe. Traffic just getting busy across the city. I-25 still looks pretty good wherever you are, except for those southbound lanes through Thornton and North Glen, which are really filling in quickly, approaching the Boulder Turnpike, also northbound, approaching I-70. That's where we had a crash involving a semi. Absolutely no delays right now at the DTC. We're all good on eastbound 6 out of Lakewood. C-470 is up to speed across the south side and through the foothills. Just remember to avoid that intersection of Peoria and Arapahoe, where we did have a car fire. Weather outlook today, windy and mild with morning sunshine and afternoon clouds. Looking for a high of 67. Tonight, some showers moving in and then a low of 40. Currently, partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can also save you on car insurance. Up to $400, maybe more. AAA and...
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
So past the hour, I'm sitting here looking at Coco and Jackson playing around. Now Mary's told me that the Colorado Humane Society has a corgi for adoption. I think we're going to end up with three dogs, not just two. Thank you, Georgie. All right, this month I get to say happy birthday to my friends at Select Comfort. That's right, the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort turns 20 this month. For 20 years, the Sleep Number bed has been leading the way in improving sleep for all of us. Millions of people across the country have discovered what a difference a Sleep Number bed can make. And I know this bed is the answer for a better night's sleep because each night, Mary and I enjoy a wonderful sleep on the Sleep Number bed. And with the Sleep Number bed, you're in control of how firm or how soft your mattress will be by simply adjusting your sleep number. This means a better, more comfortable bed and more deep quality sleep. And you don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every night. The dual air chambers and the Sleep Number bed offer you the best option in comfort with reduced pressure points. Plus, each side of the bed adjusts independently so each of you can have your own Sleep Number. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Join the Select Comfort folks for their 20th birthday sale, and you get a gift. Visit the Select Comfort store today and ask about the biggest savings of the year on all Sleep Number beds. You can save up to $275. See a Select Comfort store for complete details. And we got Select Comfort stores located all over the place, including 11 major malls, Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
The odds of a child performing at Carnegie Hall, 1 in 73,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 166. To learn the signs, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Who let the dogs out?
It's past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today should be around 69. We do have a slight chance of some showers. And we're out here live. I want you to come on by and see us. We're at the AM 760 studios, 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. And we're collecting stuff for the Colorado Humane Society, including food, cash donations. And I've got this John Edwards book for the first person who donates $500. And it's signed by John Edwards. And we got that courtesy of the Weld County Democrats, and we thank them for that. You can come out and say hello to Mary. And Coco and Jackson are here as well, my Welsh Corgi and my Min Pin. So if there are some of you out there who have said, well, you know, I hear him talking about them all the time on the air. I'm not sure that he really has them. Well, here they are. And they're excited to be here. And there are also dogs here to adopt, too. So I want you to come on by. We're talking about the historic House vote in Iraq, about Iraq on Friday, and whether you're happy with the timetable and whether you're happy with the vote, even though there were some Democrats who voted against it because they didn't think it went far enough. There were two Republicans who did vote with the Democrats, 303-713-7600. We've talked about this, about the idea of cutting off funding. And Congressman Mark Udall said that it would be irresponsible to cut off funding for the troops, but it is not irresponsible to set some kind of a timetable. And, of course, those who are against that, the Republicans, used some of the same excuses that they've always used, which is you're undermining the troops. Okay, we've heard that a million times, and I've talked about it a million times on the air, about the fact that their voting on veterans benefits indicates that they don't really, in money and dollars, they don't really support the troops. Can you hear? There's Coco barking. It's okay if she barks. We don't care. Come here, Coco. Come here, Jackson. And also, the Republicans are accusing the bill of being laden with pork, which is unusual because they have loaded up tons of bills, including the highway bill, with all kinds of pork or earmarks. And on top of that, they left some on spending measures. They left critical spending measures not covered before they left office after the last election. So I want to know if you're happy with it. or you're unhappy with it, or if you don't think it's enough, or are you glad finally somebody did something? And Saturday night, Congressman Udall came up to me and asked me if I had had any reaction. And a lot of people in Weld County talked to me about it. And Congressman Udall said something I think is really interesting. He said that every morning he wakes up and he's mad over what's going on over there. And I am too. We had five more soldiers, five more of our citizens killed over the weekend from an IED. 303-713-7600. Or it was two IEDs, I believe. But so this to me is like the number one overriding issue in this country, no matter where you live, no matter what your party affiliation is, no matter what your philosophy is, we have to deal with this, and we've got to get something done. Now, will this pass? Well, George W. Bush has said that he will veto it. He made a very accusatory speech on Saturday in his radio address about it, and also about the Alberto Gonzalez situation, and claimed that looking into Gonzalez was and what went on there with the attorneys was distracting and getting off the important subjects that face America. And I don't buy that, and I hope you don't buy that either. And we need to have checks and balances, and we need to stand up to the president. And I also wonder if you jive with the national polls, whether you support the idea of us cutting off funding. There are people who do advocate that. There were a couple of Democrats who voted against it. I'm not in favor of cutting off funding, but what I am in favor of is imposing a timetable. I'm in favor of doing it because even our ambassador to Iraq, Khalil Azad, was quoted over the weekend as saying that the Iraqis, the time for them, and he means the Iraqi government, time for the government is running out, that it's coming to an end, that America's voters and that the American public has run out of patience with what's going on over there. So it seems to me that we have a dividing line here, that either you stand for this or you want a change in course. And the election results indicate that we want a change in course, that we want things to be different, that we want to go a different direction. However, you know, as Terrell brought up when he was driving to work down here at the DTC Center, that he was amazed and was speculating about the people who do support this. And all of us have heard the arguments about there things will be worse there, there will be chaos there. But to me, I think the thing to do is to pull our troops back. That's one thing. And we need to shift them. We need to shift them to where the real war on terror is, which is Afghanistan and Western Pakistan, which we should have dealt with in the first place. And that's what we need to do. And we need to continue to train and equip the Iraqis. But we have a problem there, too, because we don't even train or equip our own people. I mean, they're not getting the kind of equipment and training that they absolutely need. And there are these continuing echoes in the media that what's ending up happening to us is that we are destroying, we are running into the ground our own military. And so this idea that because you don't support the current administration's policy, and I don't support the current administration's policy, the idea is that we are not supporting the troops, that we don't look at the world realistically, that all of these charges, I think, are inherently false. And it doesn't seem to me that this administration, even today, has any real plan except to pour more troops in, but we have never heard from any Republican that I know of, with the exception maybe of Chuck Hagel and a few others, but I'm talking about people like Tom Tancredo, I'm talking about people like Marilyn Musgrave, I'm talking about people like Doug Lamborn, I'm talking about people like Wayne Allard. We have never heard anything from them on how we get out of this situation. Nobody ever discusses that. We're never told what it is and how we intend to get out. And I'll tell you something else, too. The people that have called me that are conservatives, and I welcome their calls, people who are on the other side of the fence from me and maybe from you, their idea of how to get out, I have never, ever from them ever heard of a plan. I also think the other thing we ought to do is when we redeploy troops, we ought to seal the borders of Iraq so that the insurgents and Al-Qaeda cannot get any outside help. All right, 303-713-70-600, 655, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock, right here live at 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. That's right off I-25. And we're here getting money and food for the Humane Society. And if you want to contribute, we'd like blankets. We'd like towels. And for the first person who will contribute $500 to the Humane Society, and I know that's a lot of money, I got a wonderful book, which Mary and I got from the Weld County Democrats. Mary actually bid on this. And it's autographed by John Edwards. And we'll give you the book for a $500 donation. This is a part of history. You can also come out and say hello. And Coco and Jackson are here along with Mary, so you can meet them. And come out and visit with us. And we'll even put you on the air, won't we? Yeah, we'll do that too. So it's all for a good cause. It's for the Humane Society. And we thank all the people that have come by and have given donations. We certainly do appreciate that. And I know that those of you who listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk are generous people, and we do need your help. And I know it's Monday morning, and most of us on Monday morning are usually in a fog, and you got to go to work. I understand that, and you've got things to do. But if you're headed down I-25, just take a minute or a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and stop on by and reach into your pocket and give. And I don't think your boss will get angry if you're a little late to work. There's Coco in the background. I don't know if you can hear her. Coco in the background sounding off. She's saying, yeah, come on down. She'd like to meet you. And they've got dogs here to adopt, too, if you're looking for a good pet. I understand they have a Welsh Corgi. And so I'm getting the high sign from Mary that we're indeed interested in the Welsh Corgi. So that's going to give us three dogs, not two. We have been as high as four before, I think. They've also got a min pin, too. I don't know if we want another min pin. I don't know. I don't know if we want to go down that road of another min pin. Jackson, you want another min pin in the house? Huh? No, Coco doesn't want. Coco, you want another min pin or another corgi? All right, come on by and see us. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. That's 4695 South Monaco Street here at the Denver Tech Center. And we're looking for you. There's the animals in the background. Coming up next, the subject of Iraq, a play about Iraq. Splits a high school down the middle. Should they even put the play on? Stick around here. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Check you in my arms. I'm in love with you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. When you walk that
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Is daycare good care?
Major new study led by Dr. Jay Belsky finds that children in daycare do better on vocabulary tests, but they have more behavior problems.
The more exposure they had to group or center-based care from the time of birth through 4.5 years of age, the more aggressive and disobedient they are across their primary school years through age 11.
But researchers say genetics and parenting still play a more important role in daycare and how a child behaves. A mother dropping her 4-year-old at a New York City daycare center this morning says he's doing just fine.
When he's here, he behaves way better. He plays with a lot of kids, and you know, it's just great.
From caring for the young to caring for the old, live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It's not getting any easier with thousands of Americans complaining some long-term insurance companies dig for reasons to deny coverage. Three of the biggest, Conseco, Bankers Life, and Penn Treaty, have the largest number of customer complaints, according to the New York Times, in a new investigation. A customer of one says, "We've done all they've asked and they've treated us like dirt." But the companies insist their denials are proper and necessary to root out fraud. Frank?
Some big wheels from Motown are about to see the president. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what's on the agenda?
Well, something of an auto show on the White House South Lawn, Frank. President Bush will meet with the heads of the big three automakers in about an hour. Then he will check out the latest alternative fuel vehicles. This is a show and tell on the president's support for so-called flex fuel vehicles that run on gasoline and ethanol blends, Frank.
New documents that came out over the weekend suggest that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez had a bigger part in the firing of federal prosecutors than he's acknowledged. CBS's Bill Plant at the White House has some of the questions about what Gonzalez did or didn't do could be answered later this week.
Gonzalez isn't scheduled to testify until April 17th, but his former chief of staff, Kyle Sampson, goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. And here's the question. Will he take one for the team, or will he start pointing fingers?
Questions surrounding the death of Anna Nicole Smith should be put to rest about 90 minutes from now. CBS's Kelly Cobiella has that from Florida.
Now more than 6 weeks after Anna Nicole Smith died, the Broward County Medical Examiner will announce not only the cause of death, but also the manner of death, homicide, suicide, or accident. He has said repeatedly he knows of no criminal investigation.
In Northern Ireland, Protestant leader Ian Paisley and his Catholic counterpart, Gerry Adams, have agreed to form a new power-sharing government. Paisley says the agreement could end what he calls a long and difficult time.
I believe that enormous opportunities lie ahead.
The new government is scheduled to take over in May. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are unchanged. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Most people tune out radio commercials, so I'll go ahead and get through this as quickly as possible. Every 2007 Mini Cooper comes with a generous 3-year, 36,000-mile Mini full maintenance plan. Go to your local Mini dealer to test drive the all-new 2007 Mini and find out why it's not just whiptastic handling and giddy-up. It's a pretty ridiculous value, too. Now, with time remaining, I'll jump rope barefoot across a floor covered with mousetraps. The 2007 Mini Cooper. Ridiculously practical, undeniably fun. See Mini service and warranty booklet for terms, conditions, and limitations.
It was a case of man overboard, woman overboard. WWL's Dave Cohen tells us two cruise ship passengers who fell into the Gulf of Mexico are lucky to be alive after spending 4 hours in the water.
Apparently they were on the balcony outside of their cabin. Some others heard the crashing of the lawn furniture that was out there on the balcony. And next thing you knew, they were gone. It took 4 hours, the Coast Guard here in New Orleans says, for small boats from the ship, along with help from the Coast Guard, to locate the couple in the water and get them back to safety after their plunge off the balcony into the Gulf of Mexico.
Customers of three suburban Cincinnati pizza shops will get a slice of life with their next order. The shops are plastering their pizza boxes with wanted posters of parents who've skipped out on child support payments. The head of the Butler County, Ohio Child Enforcement Agency says she got the idea for wanted posters while she was ordering a pizza. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
Newman, I am a millionaire.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An Aurora police officer is dead after a one-vehicle accident while he was responding to a call. They say 37-year-old Doug Byrne died around 2 this morning from the injuries he got when he was ejected from his patrol car last night. Byrne was on his way to an emergency medical call when he lost control of his vehicle, spun around, went over a median. It's not clear if he was wearing his seatbelt. Denver police still looking for suspects in the shootings of three out-of-state college students shot early Sunday morning behind a light rail station at 25th and Welton. Police say two suspects wearing ski masks pointed guns at the trio and demanded they cough up their cash.
The victims did comply, and they still shot the victims. This is just amazing, and that's what's concerning to us, because they did this. What are they going to do next time?
The victims were shot in the neck, back, and chest, but all three, remarkably, are in stable condition and expected to fully recover. A state lawmaker's proposal to curb schools from being built next to highways is set for a vote in front of a state house committee today. Democrat Representative Gwen Green says she wants to protect kids from vehicle emissions that could harm development of their lungs. And a church in Longmont has big plans, serving both God and mammon. Life Ridge Christian Church has proposed a 6,000-seat chapel along with about 650,000 square feet of retail space and homes on 313 acres along Colorado 119. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like that crash involving a semi-northbound 25 approaching I-70 is out of the way, so you shouldn't experience any problems there. We still have traffic really bogged down, though, out of Thornton and North Glen. That southbound traffic loaded up, dragging between 120th and 84th. Of course, eastbound 270 is busy as well across Commerce City. Eastbound at lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, filling in Federal to Pecos. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today: windy and mild with morning sunshine and afternoon clouds. High of 67. Tonight, we'll get some evening showers, then clearing and mild with a low of 40. Right now, partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. That's right, for a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to three daughters and two sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sun's up, and temperature's going to be pretty good today. Hopefully it could get close to 70 degrees. We do have a 10% chance that we'll get rained on. And we're out here live at 4695 South Monaco. Okay, I got to stop laughing and explain this. Oh, Lord. Okay, Jackson, come here. Oh, man. All right, we're at 4695 South Monaco here at the Denver Tech Center, and we're collecting blankets and towels and food for the Colorado Humane Society. Jackson and Coco are here, and Mary is here, too, and for the first donation to the Colorado Humane Society of $500, there goes this very nice woman, and I'll explain what we're laughing about here in a second. I'll give you an autographed book by John Edwards, which Mary and I got Saturday night at the Weld County Democrats. Okay, here's the thing. I was on the air talking about how Jackson likes fabric softeners, and that Coco and Jackson fight over it. So a very nice woman came by and dropped off a box of fabric softeners. Here, Jackson, you want some fabric softeners? Oh, he likes this. So they'll be fighting in the parking lot over the fabric softeners. Doesn't he like the fabric softeners? Here, I'll get one. We can get one out and give it to him. Oh, he only likes them used? Don't be so picky. It's a min pin for you. Okay, hang on. We'll just get them out. Hold on. Do we even really want to do a topic this hour? We just want to watch Jackson and Coco play with the fabric softeners. Okay, let me see if I can get one out here. Here's one. Jackie? Oh, he's not really interested in it because there's too much else going on out here. Jackie, you want a fabric softener? Show it to Coco. If Coco wants it, then Jackson will want it. Coco, you want it? Coco wants it. Anyway, thank you to the lady for stopping by and giving us a box of fabric softeners. And we're at 4695 South Monaco Street here in the tech center, right off 525. So if you got a few minutes on the way to work, drop off a few coins for the Humane Society. And also, we're looking for pet food. We're looking for blankets. We're looking for towels. And as I said earlier, as I said last hour, this kind of thing, animals fall into a special category. And we've got wonderful dogs here, too, that you can adopt. There's a beautiful Westie, and these dogs are just cute. And it's all you can do to keep from taking one home. Mary and I are thinking about taking another one home. But we want that Welsh Corgi, which is supposed to show up here a little bit later. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's get a little bit into this and see if you want to talk about it. Last hour we were talking about the House vote on Iraq, which was historic, and two Republicans even voted with the Democrats in the House, and there were some Democrats who voted against it because they didn't think that it went far enough. Politics in school has always been a really touchy subject. It's really been a lightning rod. So what do you end up doing here? Do you end up telling kids that, and I do a lot of these kid-related stories, I really do, because they're the future of the country, and they're critical, and they always have been critical. But what do you do? Do you not? Do you tell a teenager? Do you particularly teenagers? Do you tell them that you don't discuss politics in school, but that you might have a political science course, or you might be in one of these courses where they'll bring up current events, but you really, really don't get into it. You really don't discuss it. And people have a tendency to get really, really upset if they think that a political agenda is being introduced into the classroom. And I can understand that. I think you can, too. I think a lot of us feel that way. But I think we also have to realize, too, that there's freedom of expression for teenagers, and also the idea that there's also academic freedom, and that sometimes when you get into these topics, you have stuff that goes on that you don't particularly agree with, and it's very hard to bite your tongue, but you have to sit, and you have to go through it, and you have to say something, and it falls into a very, very special category. Which one? That's Coco over there barking. Coco, do you want to get on the radio too? Huh? Oh, we got some bigger dogs coming too. We got small ones, we got big ones coming too, the Humane Society says. Anyway, to get back to this, Wilton High School in Wilton, Connecticut, they have a theater class there. And they have a state-of-the-art $10 million auditorium. And they've done some pretty good stuff there. I mean, they've done Arthur Miller's Crucible, which they did last year in their small theater. And easily this year, they could have done something not as political as they chose to do. They could have done something a lot easier. I mean, they could have done Grease or you name anything. What do they usually do in high school theater classes? I'm not real sure what they usually do in high school. Hi, ma'am. Yes, I do. How are you? I know, because I've lost so much weight, you don't recognize me. See, look. How about that? Yeah, it's me. And that's Mary, and there's Coco and Jackson. I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Look at, I'm like more than 80 pounds down. I know. People walk by me and don't even realize it's me. Thank you for coming out. Oh, that's okay. You can give it to the woman right over there. And we thank you for coming out. Yeah. I haven't seen you in a long time, though. You won the trip to Costa Rica, and you had a great time. We still have your postcard up there. You're gonna go back again? Oh, you went and bought kayaks because you're gonna go to Costa Rica. Here, you want to get on the air and talk? No, she goes no. Why not? Boy, you were surprised when I showed up at your house, weren't you? Do I look different? I know I do, don't I? I still sound the same, but I look different. All right, so anyway, thank you for coming down. We love you. All right, I got to take a break, but I'll get back into this. If you want to call about politics in high school, and I'll finish the story about the play, 303-713-7600, or if you want to come down and see us, we're at 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. Come down, see me, see Mary, see Coco, see Jackson, help out the Colorado Humane Society, and for the first generous person that digs into their wallet and is committed enough to cough up $500. Yeah, you can look at the book. I have a book that John Edwards put out. It says put out by a former senator, and John Edwards signed it, and I'll give it to you. And the money will go to the Colorado Humane Society. So come see us. 4695 South Monaco, right off I-25. Look forward to it. I'd love to lay a couple eyeballs on you and show you the book. And whether you give $1, $5, or you know, $10 or whatever, you can meet Coco and Jackson and Mary, and you can also see how different.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hey, you got springtime on your mind, but you say snow is in the air. That could only mean Easter's coming to Westminster Mall. Oh yeah, we're hopping this season from March 26th through April 7th. Ever had your picture taken with that Easter rabbit dude? Well, now's your chance. And Saturday, April 7th, check out our Easter egg hunt inside the mall. Come at 9:15 with an Easter basket, and we'll supply the fun. Yep, it may be cold outside, but it's Easter inside. March 26th through April 7th. Only at Westminster Mall. Boulder Turnpike and Sheridan.
And the name of the place is Westminster Mall. Oh, dear.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Being no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage. We guarantee to save you money. They guarantee to save you money is what I should have said. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they're the guaranteed pros.
Being a lasting business is all about building a relationship. It's like building a lasting marriage. You don't lie to each other, and you should never part angry with each other. So at Ralph Sean Ponda, we try and remember how important our relationship with you, our customer, has to be. It's part of the reason why we've been Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership for years. We depend on you to be our walking advertisements, to tell your friends and families that they can always trust us when it comes to purchasing a good car, and to protect them from getting hurt in a very confusing business. Many people haven't purchased from us the first time because they got caught up in the frenzy of the other deal. But I've heard a lot of them say, we came back to you because you always told us the truth, and we won't make the same mistake twice. So we're back, and I think that's why we're still here, for people like you. We're your buddy in the car business, Ralph Sean Ponda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time, 5700 South Broadway or at shomp.com. Thanks.
It's not about the candidate.
Tom Hartman.
I think this is the biggest mistake that we make here in America, is thinking that we have to find the perfect candidate. If enough of us get involved, it almost doesn't matter. If enough of us get out there and get active and engage in the political process beyond just voting, then if somebody is elected who we don't agree with on all issues, we can push her
or him
in the directions that we want them to move.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, so Daryl Luby turns off the only source of heat out here. Thank you, Daryl. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's good to have you along. High today should get up to around 67, maybe as high as 69, and I know they're calling for 74 tomorrow. We're at out in front of the Clear Channel building here at 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center, and we're collecting stuff for the Colorado Humane Society, not only dog and cat food, but also blankets and towels, and we're looking for, and thank you to Jackie who came by, and we're looking for monetary donations as well to help out, $5, $2, $10, $20, but if you've got a lot of, if you got some money, I got a really nice gift. It's a book by John Edwards called Home, The Blueprints of Our Lives, and it's photographs and commentary, and it's edited by John Edwards. So it's edited by a former senator, and John Edwards signed it. Mary and I got it at the Weld County Democratic Dinner on Saturday night, and for $500, I'll give it to you. And the money will go to the Humane Society. So it's a really worthy cause. So we got some John Edwards supporters out there. This is the time for you to come by and get the book at 4695 South Monaco Street. We're right off 525. We're standing right out here, and you can meet Coco and Jackson, and Mary's here, and we'd love to say hello to you. All right, back to what I was talking about before. It's hard to do both of these things at one time. Talk about this high school in Wilton, Connecticut. They have a state-of-the-art performance theater. $10 million is what they put into it. They've done stuff like Arthur Miller's Crucible and some other plays. And they probably would have taken they could have taken the easy way out this year and done something like Grease or Death of a Salesman or something that would not be viewed as being as controversial as something about Iraq, but they decided to do something about Iraq, and the point is that most of us, and it doesn't make any difference what your political orientation is, most of us are sensitive about political matters in high schools, but you have the parts about academic freedom, which a lot of us strictly believe in, and you also not only have academic freedom, the question of academic freedom, but also the idea that you want to get 17, 16-year-olds, and even 18-year-olds, you want to get them all involved in what's going on. You want them to be able to express themselves and to have an opinion. So in this school, they decided to do a play about Iraq. And even as the 15 students, student actors were polishing the script and perfecting their accents for a planned April performance, the school principal last week canceled the play titled Voices in Conflict, citing questions of political balance and context. And the principal, who's Timothy H. Canty, who has tangled with students before over free speech, said in an interview that he was worried that the play might hurt Wilton families who have lost loved ones or who had individuals serving as we speak, and that there was not enough classroom and rehearsal time to ensure it would provide a legitimate instructional experience for our students. Now, do you agree with this principle? And I don't know how many of you in high school were politically active. Well, I certainly was. And as I've talked before, I mean, I was pretty rebellious. The principal says it would be easy to look at this case on first glance and decide that this is a question of censorship or academic freedom. And this principal, by the way, went to this high school in the 70s and has been the principal for 3 years. In some minds, I can see how they would react this way, but quite frankly, it's a false argument. At least 10 students involved in the production, however, said that the principal told them the material was too inflammatory and that only someone who had actually served in the war should be dealing with these issues. Now, do you agree with that? Do you agree with going in and telling 17-year-olds and telling 16-year-olds and 18-year-olds, well, you know what, you can't do this, and it's too inflammatory, and you can't take a point of view, and you can't express yourself on the school grounds? 303-713-7600. And I'd love to see if you agree with this or not, particularly if you've got kids, and even if you don't have kids. We're all taxpayers in a community, and we all contribute to the public school system. And you remember the outrage and the absolute insanity over Jay Benish, and you remember all of that craziness going on. To me, teenagers should be involved in this, and they should take a stance. And even if their stance is not one that you and I would agree with, because there are conservative young people out there, I don't care what their political point of view is, they should be able to get on, to come forward and be able to express themselves and be able to do it. If they want to put on a play, they want to make speeches, they want to write papers, what difference does it make if the view they take is counter to what adult authorities think, as long as they're not on there advocating, as long as they're not advocating anything that you and I would consider to be against the law? And I think that's the bottom line. In other words, we might get upset, even as absurd as we think it is, we might get upset that they would put a play on endorsing the idea, say, for instance, of everybody smoking pot. Or the legalization of marijuana would probably be a better way to put it. Okay, I mean, we would get upset over that. I think anybody would, because currently, right now, it's against the law. And it doesn't mean that you have to agree with the law or not, but that's the way it stands, and it's against the law. So, you know, advocating illegal activities is wrong. But having a political point of view and freedom of speech is a whole other matter. And this principle saying that this might hurt families in the community that have people serving, that this is not a legitimate, you know, the students don't have legitimate experience in this, and that it's not censorship, and that this thing is too inflammatory. Listen, most kids in this society care about Britney Spears or Tyra Banks or gaining and losing weight. And that's okay. I mean, that's part of being a teenager. But the fact is that you have a group of students who want to get involved. All right. Please tell me what's wrong with that. A group of students who want to express themselves. Why is that wrong? And I'm constantly set back by people like this principal and others who come forward and they say, listen, you can't do this. And what would happen if the students, by the way, were for the president's surge? And suppose this were a group of what I would call a conservative, and not all conservatives support our direction in Iraq, but let's say that they did support the surge. Maybe they did support the occupation. Maybe they think that this is a good idea. Would the principal then step forward and stop them? Would the principal then step forward and say, okay, that's too inflammatory, it lacks balance, you can't do it? I bet you he would say nothing. I bet you he would say nothing. So you have a situation here where You know, this is similar to the immigration question, the illegal immigration, undocumented workers question. On one hand, you have a situation where we get into schools, we're supposed to teach these kids about the Bill of Rights, about freedom of speech. We're supposed to teach them about expression and the fact that we live somewhere where you're allowed to do that and that we prize it very, very highly. Then when people go out and do it, then we tell them, no, you can't do it. And then we wonder why teenagers look at adults and they say, oh, you guys are hypocritical. You know, we wonder about that. And how do you go to kids and say, okay, this is what it should be, but now this is the reality that you're going to live in? 303-713-7600, and I got four open lines. And if you want to talk about this, I'd love for you to get involved here. Get off your half moons on this Monday morning. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, right in front of 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver at the Tech Center, right off I-25, collecting goodies for the Colorado Humane Society. Come on by. Mary's here. Jackson and Coco are here. And I got this great book by John Edwards for a $500 donation to the Humane Society. You can have this autographed book by John Edwards. And thanks to everybody who has come by so far. And we'll be out here until 10 o'clock. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's talk about these kids in this high school and about academic freedom. And if you're a person who doesn't think they ought to be doing this, I'd like to hear what your argument would be about going to 17, 16-year-olds and telling them, like, okay, you can't express this, you can't do it. I'd love to hear what that is. 7:31, 31 minutes past the hour. I don't even think, Gina, I don't even think you would object to this, would you?
You know, I'm not real familiar with the entire story. Sorry.
Well, there's nothing really to be familiar with. I mean, they want to put on a play, and the play has a strong anti-war message, and the principal says they can't do it because he claims that it's not censorship, that frankly is a lack of academic freedom, that frankly is a false argument, but that the material is too inflammatory and that it lacks balance.
Hmm.
Well, why does it have to have balance? Shouldn't kids be free to express themselves? How do you teach them on one hand this is what you should do, and then on the other hand you turn around and tell them, no, you can't do it?
Sure. Well, I was a big drama freak in my high school, so I probably would have said, yeah, why not?
Yeah. I mean, we should have some academic freedom. No, you know what? We shouldn't have. That's a dumb statement on my part. We should have complete academic freedom.
But they'd have the same freedom if a right-wing group of students came along and said they wanted to do a pro-war play, right?
Okay, well, that's the question. Do you think the principal would then step forward and say, okay, you can't do it? I bet you he wouldn't.
Yeah.
I bet you he'd say, okay, that's fine. I bet you he wouldn't. How much you want to bet?
I don't know.
I'll bet you a bumper.
Okay.
I'll bet you a bumper off I-70 that he would say no. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll bet you on that one.
Yeah, and it's not fair. It's just not fair. It's fundamentally wrong. All right, 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's check out traffic. What's going on?
It's a great drive right now across the city for Monday. We're collision and stall free. Southbound 25, of course, has the usual stack across Thornton and North Glen. Same for your downtown commute. You're going to be at good speeds, though, through the tech center. No backups through the bridges on I-25. Southbound lanes at 225 starting to jam up now, though, Yosemite toward the interstate there. Surface streets looks like no problems whatsoever. Weather today, windy and mild with morning sunshine and afternoon clouds. High of 67. Tonight, we'll get some evening rain showers, and then it'll clear off, low of 40. Right now, fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, and 760 Progressive Talk.
Little things add up. $1.39 here, $10.57 there. Before long, you've spent more than you meant to. And knowing where your money goes.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out NWPKY.org.
The spot's hot, the way you find it all. And the name of the place is Westminster Mall. Oh, dear.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shump, owner of Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership, Ralph Shump Honda. There are lots of reasons we're number one and have been for over 12 years. To name a few, no dealer handling or other hidden fees, ever. We're one priced so you know what you're paying for your purchase before you spend hours negotiating the price. We don't load our vehicles up with accessories you don't want, care about, or want to spend your hard-earned money on, unless it's your choice. Did I mention the great friendly people who work here? We're sincerely interested in making your purchasing experience a good one. And we're conveniently located, so it doesn't matter whether you live in Capitol Hill or Highlands Ranch, it's just a quick drive down Broadway. So without totally being a thief of great lines, you've got a buddy in the car business, Ralph Shump Honda. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at shump.com. Should I say, thanks, Tom?
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, I love Neil Young. Yes, living in wartime. They sound like a top 40 disc jacket. Do they even have those anymore? 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. Oh, yeah, I listen to my favorite FM station, but the guy on the air is not really here. He's in some other town, and it's voice track. We're out here live at 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. We're collecting stuff for the Colorado Humane Society. Come on by. First generous person, first socially committed human being who gives us $500. And I know that's a lot of money. I'll give you an autographed book by John Edwards. But come on by. We need towels. We need blankets. We need a lot. Okay. We also need dog and cat food. Okay, we're talking about this high school in Wilton with the anti-Iraq play. 303-713-7600. The principal says no deal, and I'm basically crying foul. Let's go to Dwayne in one of my favorite places, Weld County. Dwayne, good morning.
Yeah, Jay. Are you out there in a van, or are you out there actually set up on the grass?
I'm out here set up on the sidewalk.
Oh, wow. Enjoy the outdoors. This is probably one of the few times you get to work outside, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'm out here with Coco Jackson and Mary.
Wow. So enjoy. Have a good about this play that they're wanting to put on.
Right.
I think that educators and teachers, so many times, they teach as much or more by their attitude and the things that they do and the way that they perform than they do the actual material that they teach. That's going to stay with kids for a long, long time. And the message that this principal is sending is sit down, shut up, don't rock the boat. This is America. And isn't that a chilling message?
Yeah, I agree with you, too, because I don't think you should teach young people to be irrational and all of that. But I think what you need to teach them is critical thinking, and you need to tell them that being active, having a position, and having feelings about things that are going on in their country and expressing those feelings is perfectly okay. And the idea of sit down, shut up, don't say anything, you're absolutely, Dwayne, you're absolutely right on the money, because that's the wrong message to send. And I think a lot of us over our lives as young people and then into adulthood are taught exactly that. And anybody who speaks up, oh, you're like rocking the boat and there's something wrong with you. Is that really a message we want to send?
Well, the message, the underlying message is it's un-American to dissent. That's the message that he's sending. If he really wanted and was really concerned about balance, fairness, and the education of these kids, he'd engage them. And he'd say, hey, you know, before I have a responsibility here to the larger community. I need to know where you kids are coming from. You guys got to put on the play for me, and then I'm going to want you guys to defend your positions, which is just the standard kind of thing where they really have to stand up. When you do stand up and you do say things, you have to be responsible for what you say. And you have to understand what you're saying, and you have to have in-depth knowledge. And for me, I believe that that's a message to send to the kids, to tell the kids. You really need to know. You can't just be saying these things. And if the principal at that point wanted to make counter-arguments, that would be his business. That would be his ability to be able to respond and to be able to interact and teach these kids. But for him just to shut them down, That's not education. For me to shut somebody down to say, oh, you want to do this particular paper, I'm just not going to let you do it. Well, why? Well, because it'd be too much. Well, what's your reasoning? A good teacher has to explain himself, has to tell the person what his reasoning is, what his thinking is, because that's what we really want to convey in education, is we want to convey how do we think. It's not just the facts. It's how do we think? What kinds of principles do we bring to bear? What kinds of levels of integrity do we bring to bear?
Well, listen to this quote. Listen to this quote. I'd like to get everybody else's reaction about this, too. There's a student there, Sarah Anderson. She's 17 years old. She's a senior, and she planned to be in the play. She said, he told us, she's talking about the principal, he told us the student body is unprepared to hear about the war from the students, and we aren't prepared to answer questions from the audience, and it wasn't our place to tell them what soldiers were thinking.
Well, I mean, this is a theatrical invention or a theatrical application. I mean, how many times do you have important stories that are told in movies that are not any specific individual, but it is a composite of people, and it is merely a theatrical presentation. And you have to remember, this is the theater. And so there can be liberties that are taken simply because it is theater, and everybody understands that it's theater.
Right, it's called our artistic license.
Yeah.
Dwayne, thank you, man. Great call.
Take care, Jay. Have a good
Okay. See you later. Let's go to Heather in Fort Collins. Heather, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself? How are you feeling?
I feel good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to chime in a little bit here. I have a little girl who we're getting ready to send to school in the fall. And so we've been doing a lot of research on schools and stuff like that. And I went and read the Poudre School District Rules and Regulations for Students, and it scared me.
What in there scared you?
Well, students aren't allowed to protest. They can have detention and be punished in school for things that happen outside of school. They are, it's okay to search a student. It's okay for a member of the opposite sex to search a student right then and there if they deem it an emergency. And granted, I doubt that any of those things are going to apply to a 5-year-old. However, my daughter has two very outspoken parents, and I can just see when she's a teenager, her being a bit outspoken as well. And so we chose to put her in a private school because, quite frankly, I felt exactly the way you do, that those rules and regulations are violating their civil liberties. And just because they're kids doesn't mean they don't have rights.
Well, I don't agree with any. excuse me. I don't care. I don't agree with any of that. And it's a shame that you put your daughter in private school. And I really cannot figure out what these folks, and when I say these folks, I'm talking about those who keep striking out against quote-unquote academic freedom and keep striking out against free speech and keep striking
right.
out over this stuff. What are they scared of? What are they scared of? Make a legitimate case against this. Make a legitimate case against silencing teenagers. I would rather have my teenager or your teenager or anybody's teenager involved and caring enough to know what's going on. And this idea that the student body is unprepared to hear about it, you know, that's ridiculous.
I agree.
It's ridiculous.
I think there's plenty of apathy to be found in high schools, and that if kids show that they care about something passionately, I think we should nurture that.
See, I agree, too. I really would love to know why it is these folks are scared. Heather, thanks. I appreciate the call. Have a good day, okay, because it's going to be really nice outside.
Yeah, you too.
All right. It's. I want to say hello to the lady who just drove up. Hi, if she got your radio on, thank you so much. We're out here live. Come by and see us. We're at the AM760 Studios, 4695 South Monaco here in the Tech Center. It's right off I-25. We're taking cash donations. We're taking dog food. We're taking cat food. We're taking towels. We're taking blankets for the Colorado Humane Society, which desperately needs our help. And for a very extremely generous listener of AM760 Progressive Talk, I have an autographed book by John Edwards, and I'll give it to you for $500. And you can also see Coco and Jackson here, too. And Mary's here with Coco and Jackson, who are here and have been meeting their public. And we'll be here until 10 o'clock. I'll take more of your calls on this high school play. And maybe somebody out there, maybe you have an insight. Maybe you talk to your neighbors. Maybe you have an insight as to why people are scared of allowing teenagers to express their personal opinions about matters of the war in Iraq or matters of social significance. Or do you think it's better to encourage them to care about Britney Spears' haircut and Anna Nicole Smith? I mean, maybe that's what we ought to be talking about, and maybe that's what they want to talk about. Or would it be better to get them socially involved? 303-713-7600, 746 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're enjoying an excellent ride across the metro area. Nothing significant in the way of wrecks or stalls. All of our highways are running clear and dry. Just remember, crews still out working on 14th. All lanes closed in both directions there between Spear and Delaware. If you plan to use US 6 today, keep in mind crews are going to be working on the Idaho Spring stretch. Rock scaling operation, it will be completely off limits both directions between Colorado 119 and 58 until mid-afternoon. Weather today, looking for windy conditions. Pretty mild, though, with morning sunshine, some afternoon clouds rolling in, high of 67. Tonight, some evening showers, then clearing off, low of 40. Right now, fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Come to the Denver International Auto Show this Wednesday through Sunday to see this year's new introductions, concept car.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models. Right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
And for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
Textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all, even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 7:49, 49 minutes past the hour at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm sitting here looking at Coco and Jackson going, well, you know, hey. All right. Hey, how did the early bird sale go in Rockies? I know they had it Saturday. I couldn't go because Mary and I were in Weld County. But how'd it go? Rockies Autos has got a ton of clean late model used vehicles. They are absolutely the best place to buy what you want. Why is that? Because you know what? When you buy a new car, new truck, whatever it is, SUV, you roll it off the lot, it's depreciation time. Let somebody else take that hit. And with the Rockies matching down going on, you can save even more money. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And they got everything you can think of. And great people out there, too. Tom and Marv Alshier, the Alshier brothers, I saw them on Friday. Fred Lobato saw Freddie. Gerard Menard, what a great guy he is. A hard-working guy. He's got kids. All the people at Rockies work very, very hard to please you, and that's what they're all about. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at the convenient location of 63rd and Federal, right there on the corner. You can't miss them because they got a big sign out front. Sometimes they even put my picture and name up there, but they haven't done that in a long time. Just north of I-76, and they're just south of Boulder Turnpike. Get out there and see my friends at Rockies Autos, because you know something? They are a number one good folks.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, 7:52, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Come by and see us. We're at 4695 South Monaco, and we're out here right off I-25. You can't miss us. And we're out in front of the Clear Channel Empire Building, and we are we're collecting money. We're collecting blankets. We're collecting towels. We're collecting all kinds of stuff. Dog food, cat food for the Colorado Humane Society. If you are a committed person to animals, they've got dogs to adopt. And also, I've got an autographed book by John Edwards to give away for the first person that'll give me $500. And we just adopted a dog, by the way, too. So thank you very, very much. All right, we're talking about this high school play about Iraq. And let me go back to the phones. And we go to Trish in Pennsylvania. Trish, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Two things came to mind for me when I was listening to this conversation, and number one is how often do we talk about apathy with the younger generation, and we're discouraging them from getting involved in something political?
Yeah, we constantly harp about that.
And my second thing is high school is supposed to be preparing kids for college, and if the principal is concerned, he would do them a better service to let them do the play and then facilitate a discussion to talk about the different viewpoints. You know, I was an RA when I was in college, and that's what we ended up doing. And from what I hear in the news, the apathy has gotten worse than when I was in college.
Yeah, I think you're right. There was a survey out not too long ago that says that younger people are now more self-centered than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. And, you know, you're correct because they can't win either way. I mean, we're down on their case for following Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and Anna Nicole Smith and all of that stuff. But then if they try to get politically and socially aware, then we slap them again by telling them, no, shut up, be quiet. As Dwayne said in Fort Collins, sit in Weld County, rather, sit down, don't say a word. So we're playing a double game with them, and also we're teaching them one thing and doing another, and that's always the big argument by teenagers about adults, that they talk a good game, but they live by a different set of rules. And hypocrisy is something that's inherent in human nature, and we all have it in us, but we try to teach our kids not to have it, and this is just it's a miserable failing, and this principle is full of it. He really is. Trish, thank you. I appreciate the call. You know, the other thing I can't figure out is, why is it that people are scared of this in schools? Jerry on a cell phone. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hi.
Hey, I don't think kids are, it's not their fault that they're self-absorbed. They're being taught to be self-absorbed by self-absorbed parents. That's the problem. It's not the kids. Why we always blame stuff on the kids. The kids this, the teenagers this, the teenagers that. The teenagers are just doing what they're taught to do. My kids aren't they're self-absorbed as much as a teenager is, but not overly. I mean, they're more conscious than most teenagers that I know, but they're not completely self-absorbed.
That's a really good point. And I've been guilty of doing this, and I think everybody's guilty of doing this. When something startling or bad happens with teenagers, we always reel back and we always say, oh, what's wrong with those kids? Maybe what we ought to be asking is, what's wrong with their parents?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids, I've always taught my kids, you can do whatever you think you want to do. You get as much rope as you want. And when you make a mistake and when you get in trouble, this is what's going to happen. And the consequences of your behavior are going to be severe. My kids have never been in trouble. And my kids have a lot of reign. They get to do almost whatever they want to do. But they make the decisions. They decide what's good behavior, what's bad behavior. If I were to, I live in a pretty affluent neighborhood, and I know a lot of kids who go to church every Sunday that I would never leave alone in my house, ever.
Yeah, I think that runs in it. I think that runs in everything. What would you do if your daughter came home and told you that she was going to be in a drama production about the Iraq War, and the principal had said no?
And the first thing I would say was, well, honey, what do you think about that? What do you want to do about that? Do you want to do anything about it or not? What's your opinion on the Iraq War? What's your opinion on free speech? Where do you think free speech should begin and where do you think it should stop? Is this principal doing the right thing for society, for school, for you, for the kids, or not? We're going to have a battle of the bands at their high school. As a matter of fact, my daughter's going to be running it. And my son's in two different bands, and he's going to be performing in it. And I can guarantee you that he's going to have some opinions to spout on that stage.
Yep, and there's nothing wrong with that. And he ought to be encouraged. Jerry, I got to run get some news, man. Thanks, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy the day. We're here live at 4695 South Monaco. We're collecting all sorts of goodies for the Colorado Humane Society that was hit hard by this pet food recall. So come on by and see us. Coco and Jackson are here, and Mary's here too. And we want to meet you. And if you got $500 to put towards the Humane Society, I'll give you an autographed book by John Edwards. It's a beautiful book. And we'll be here until 10 o'clock. It's right off I-25. Come see us. We'll continue here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Why must I feel like that?
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington, Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all, even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Daycare, good or bad for your child? CBS's Steve Kathan tells us what a major new study found.
This New York mother says daycare has been good for her son.
His vocabulary is actually getting better, but now he's speaking clearly.
And a new federal study, largest of its kind, finds stronger grade school vocabulary scores for children who went to daycare. But those kids are also more likely to be a classroom disruption right up through sixth grade.
There's something about peer or age-mate dynamics in these centers.
Dr. Jay Belsky and Dr. Margaret Birchenall worked on the study.
Parents need to make decisions that make their lives work.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Speculation about the cause of Anna Nicole Smith's death could end within the hour. CBS's Peter King is live in Dania Beach, Florida.
Police have already said they saw no signs of a crime. In about a half hour, we expect the medical examiner to tell us just what killed Anna Nicole Smith. Dr. Joshua Perper postponed the release of his autopsy report for about 2 weeks. He said it was to look at more evidence. Combine that with chemical and toxicology tests, and that should all hopefully give us some answers. Hard facts that will end all the rumors once and for all. Live at the Broward County Medical Examiner's Office, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
The United States doesn't negotiate with Iraqi insurgents. That may be a official policy, but outgoing ambassador to Iraq, Saleh Khalilzad, acknowledges he's been in touch with some insurgent leaders.
He did admit that he had held talks with what would are believed to have been insurgent groups, trying to get them back into the political process. The new term for these people is no longer terrorists. It's groups who have not participated in the political process.
CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi reporting from Baghdad. At the Guantanamo Bay prison camp for terror suspects, this is arraignment day for Australian inmate David Hicks. His father, Terry, doubts that Hicks will be able to get a fair shake from a military tribunal.
He's having a day, but it's not in court. It's a misconception people have that this is a court proceeding.
Cynthia Brown was buying pizza when it hit her, putting wanted posters with the pictures of deadbeat parents on pizza boxes. Brown runs the Butler County, Ohio Child Enforcement Agency.
These individuals that are on the poster, these are the people that we've tried everything else. This, years have gone past. The only thing we are left with is to threaten them with prison time.
Brown says three suburban Cincinnati pizza shops have agreed to post the pictures. Taxi cabs have them, too. It was no ordinary bar fight. Lawyers for the four alleged victims say they were beaten up by half a dozen off-duty Chicago police officers, and it was caught on tape by security cameras. Attorney Steve Fine says his clients aren't happy that police who responded to the scene didn't make any arrests.
They're concerned that these officers are still out on the street, that these officers have contact with other members of the police department, that no action's been taken.
Authorities are investigating the second alleged barroom assault involving police officers in the space of a week. In early trading, the Dow's down 40 points, NASDAQ's down 3. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is scheduled to be in Denver today for a roundtable focused on combating the sexual abuse of kids. That visit comes as more high-profile Republican senators are questioning whether he's being truthful about the firing of 8 federal prosecutors. An Aurora police officer is dead after a one-vehicle accident while he was responding to a call. The cops say 37-year-old Doug Byrne died around 2 o'clock this morning from injuries he suffered when he was thrown from his patrol car last night.
Our officer was ejected from his car, and he sustained serious trauma to his head and to his chest.
Byrne was on his way to an emergency medical call when he lost control of his vehicle and went over a median. Doctors at Fort Carson already know cases of post-traumatic stress syndrome are rising as soldiers return from duty in Iraq. But now there's a substantial number of troops showing lingering signs of traumatic brain injuries like concussions. from roadside bombs. Officials say mental health problems from the war may be tied to more divorces and drunk driving arrests. And the insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nascio, starting out much like the fraud trials of former leaders of WorldCom and Enron, in which former chief financial officers are testifying against their higher-ups. Nascio's trial is set to enter its second week this morning in Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We have problems in Aurora now, northbound 225 just north of Mississippi. Had a new four-car mishap there. Traffic backing up quickly for your commute. Hopping on there at Parker. Southbound lane stacked up as well now from about Alameda, again, as you hit the DTC area. Also in Aurora, you're going to find I-70 jam both directions due to a crash we have eastbound near Havana. You'll be bogged down there between 225 and 270. Curiosity slowing on the westbound lanes. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, windy and mild with morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, and a high of 67. Currently, it's fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Valley, your vehicle donation can provide the gift of transportation to a formerly homeless, hardworking man, woman, or family. Find out how your car can be put to use. Call the Denver Rescue Mission at 303-297-1815 or visit denverrescuemission.org.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With people here. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 4695 South Monaco Street at the Tech Center. That's where we are. We're collecting goodies for the Humane Society. And because I got hit by this whole pet recall thing, we need blankets, we need towels, we need dog and cat food, and we need money. And we got pets to adopt if you want to get a nice dog or a nice cat. We've got those two, and if anybody comes by, and I'm running out of time here now, I've only got a couple of more hours, if anybody comes by and gives $500 to the Humane Society, I'll give you an autographed book from John Edwards, which we got from the Weld County Democrats, and we thank them. We were up there, Mary and I, Saturday night with Congressman Mark Udall, our next senator here in the state of Colorado, and had a great time. Weld County people are the best. Okay. 303-713-7600. I was going to move on to something else, but we got people hanging on. I want to continue to talk about this high school thing. If you haven't heard about this story, Wilton, Connecticut, students there were going to do a high. They were going to do a play about a rock. The principal said no, you can't do it, and it's not censorship. He said that's a false argument. But he said the student body is not ready for this material. They don't understand it, and it's too inflammatory. And I want to know if you agree with this. And I'm also looking for somebody who wants to speculate as to why it is that certain people in this society are scared of academic freedom. Not only they're scared of it in high schools, but they're scared of it in college. And there's always this drive down on free speech, which I don't understand. Because on one hand, you tell 17, 16-year-olds, stop worrying about Britney Spears' hair. Stop thinking about what's going on with Justin Timberlake. Stop thinking about what's going on with Anna Nicole Smith. But on the other hand, stand up, voice an opinion, and then what we're going to do is we're going to tell you to shut up. And that's hypocrisy. And there's hypocrisy in all of us. It's a human trait. But what do you want your high school kids to do? You want them to be active. You want them to be thinkers. You want them to express opinions. Or you want to teach them at an early age not to say a damn thing and just go along to get along. Let's go to Jack Greeley, who's been hanging on. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jack.
I want to thank you again. It was wonderful to have you up here at the Dems dinner.
Oh, good to be there.
And I want to just tell everybody how cool it was to watch you and Mary bid on that book. I've never seen such a cool auction.
Well, we're glad to do it, man.
Yeah, that's just great. Well, these kids have got a lot at stake personally with this whole issue. And you saw the brochure, you know, Congressman McNerney's son who joined after 9/11 out of patriotism. And then, of course, these neocons turn around and misuse the military in Iraq. And a lot of these kids we saw in Michael Moore's movie, you know, they're joining out of patriotism. And then some of them because of, you know, they want to get the GI Bill and they're not ready to go to college and all that stuff.
Yeah, economic reasons.
But, Mike, you know, Michael did it out of pure patriotism because of 9/11. And then, you know, luckily he didn't get hurt or killed. But he did it to serve his country. He didn't have to do that.
And well, you're right about that. I mean, these kids too, are also going to face that choice when they become 18 and 19 and they graduate from high school. They're going to face that choice, too, about whether to go into the military or not. And that's why sometimes I think to myself, we would be better off in this country if we had a draft. I know a lot of people think I'm nuts about this, but I think we would be better off if we had one. You know why? Because then it wouldn't be all of these kids from these little teeny towns that are serving. That's point one. And point two, it would focus a lot of folks in on what we're actually doing there and what's going on. And these kids in this high school in Wilton, they care about this, and they're being told to shut up by the principal.
And their lives are, I mean, this is their life in the next year or two. The thing about the draft is, though, the wealthy and powerful are still going to get out of it like quail and bush.
Not if you tighten it. Not if you tighten it, because they get out of it. They got out of it the way the rules and regulations read in the 60s. But if you tightened it and fixed it so there'd be no exemptions, then no kids would ever get out of it. And I'm not advocating that we forcefully conscript young people and send them off to fight foreign wars. What I'm trying to get across is this idea that we're told repeatedly about all of this, and we're told about sacrifice. And somebody, I can't remember who said this, and it might have been a guest that we had on the show. It might have been Paul Rykoff who said it. Who knows, because he's been to Iraq, and he heads one of the largest associations, veterans associations, of former Iraqi and Afghanistan vets. He said that the United States is not at war, that the public is not at war, the military is at war.
Right, yeah. You know, my concern about a draft is, though, until we get a political culture in this country where nobody would even think of misusing the military again, like, I mean, this is unprecedented in history. This neocon experiment is basically what it is. And until we get a political culture where this ironclad can never happen again. You know, we got a false sense of security even with Reagan and with Clinton.
Well, we're not going to get any kind of anything happening unless we encourage 16 and 17-year-olds to engage in dialogue and discuss this and do this stuff. And I don't care whether this play would be in support of being involved in Iraq or against being involved. And I don't care what the political discussion would be. I don't care if it's a social discussion about creationism versus evolution. I don't give a damn what it's about. You can't turn around and you don't say to young people, well, here's the Bill of Rights, this is America, and criticize them for not caring and being frivolous and being self-centered, which we all do as young people, and there's nothing wrong with some of that, and we do it as adults, and there's nothing wrong with that either. And then you tell them, but then when they want to get involved, you tell them, no, you can't do it. I don't understand how any logical thinking adult could make an argument in support of this idea.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. These kids need to be doing this.
Yeah, it doesn't to me either. Jack, thanks, man.
You bet, Jay. Thank you.
You got it. 303-713-7600. Anybody out there want to challenge the idea of doing this? Anybody want to make a case for me why teenagers should not be allowed to engage in this kind of thing? I'm just curious. Thank you to the gentleman who dropped a bunch of stuff by in a white van. What a great guy. And one of our listeners, 4695 South Monaco. That's where we are, helping the Humane Society. Come on by. Let me go to Kim in Loveland. Kim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Hi, Kim.
Morning. Well, kind of along the lines of the gentleman you were just speaking with, my first question would be, is this principal allowing recruiters in the school?
Oh, you know something? I never thought about that. That's a really good point. Okay, yeah. Is he allowing recruiters to show up at the high school? And if so, why the recruiters and nobody else?
Yeah, because if they're not ready to be exposed to this play, then I don't know how they could possibly be ready for the trained rhetoric that these recruiters have got down.
You know, that's a really, really good point. And I feel that if you're 16 or 17, and some kids are seniors in high school, they're 18, but if you're 16 or 17 and you want a career in the military, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it at all. But we're all American citizens. And, you know, the 17-year-olds, particularly the seniors in high school, like that 17-year-old that I quoted to you, they're going to go out in the world. They're going to earn a living. They're going to pay taxes. They're going to be involved. And they're going to contribute. And they should learn early on that they have the right to stand up, and they have a right to say what they think, whether they object or support whatever administration is in power and whatever the foreign policy is at the time.
Yeah, because these recruiters supposedly have access to all the high school records. They can really target the kids that they specifically need for, you know, definite positions within the military and stuff. Is he denying them access to that sort of thing?
See, I don't know the answer to that, but let me ask you, would you be against recruiters coming on a campus? I mean, I wouldn't be, but would you?
Well, if they're going to deny these kids access to something like a theatrical performance, then, yeah, I think it's totally hypocritical. If they're going to be allowed, you know, access to one and not the other, I don't know, it just seems all convoluted
to me. Well, yeah, you're right in one sense in that no recruiter is going to show up and actively talk about their opposition to the war. That's really true. They're not going to do that. And you can make a strong case that they shouldn't do it. But your case about letting recruiters on but then not having the other side of the argument about what we're doing foreign policy-wise, to me, very, very valid. Kim,
yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate
you
being part of the show.
Thanks. All right, have a good 303, day.
Thanks. 303-713-7600. I got a couple open lines. Maybe you want to get into that part of it, too. Maybe you're of the mindset that recruiters shouldn't be allowed. I think if kids want to have a military career, there's nothing wrong with it, and that they ought to be availed of the information. But, yeah, why not both sides of the story, too? 4695 South Monaco, out in front of the tech center. That's where we are. We're broadcasting live for the Colorado Humane Society. Come by and help us out. We need money. We need towels. We need blankets. We need food. And you know what else? I got a book by John Edwards. It's signed by John Edwards. I got it from the Wall County Democrats. I'll give it to the first person that wants to contribute $500. I know it's a lot of money, but it's a great cause. And this is a historic book. And it's a really nice book. And if you want it, and it's signed by John Edwards.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Most people tune out radio commercials, so I'll go ahead and get through this as quickly as possible. Every 2007 Mini Cooper comes with a generous 3-year, 36,000-mile Mini full maintenance plan. Go to your local Mini dealer to test drive the all-new 2007 Mini and find out why it's not just whiptastic handling and giddy-up. It's a pretty ridiculous value, too. Now, with time remaining, I'll jump rope barefoot across a floor covered with mousetraps. The 2007 Mini Cooper. Ridiculously practical, undeniably fun. See Mini Service and Warranty Booklet for terms, conditions, and limitations.
Now you own food, you gotta keep the peace.
Celebrity
food,
talk to me.
Talking about something cool, find a new space.
Attention,
floor, harassment,
a spot, hot,
yeah. Attitude,
somewhere you'll find it all.
And the name of the place is Westminster Mall.
Hey.
Hey, you got springtime on your mind, but you say snow is in the air. That could only mean Easter's coming to Westminster Mall. Oh yeah, we're hopping this season from March 26th through April 7th. Ever had your picture taken with that Easter rabbit dude? Well, now's your chance. And Saturday, April 7th, check out our Easter egg hunt inside the mall. Come at 9:15 with an Easter basket, and we'll supply the fun. Yep, it may be cold outside, but it's Easter inside. March 26th through April 7th. Only at Westminster Mall. Boulder Turnpike and Sheridan.
The spot's hot. And the name of the place is Westminster Mall. Oh, dear.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs. So get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Westview Investors, a concerned and involved business working for the betterment of the community. That's Westview Investors, 1776 South Jackson Street in Denver. Always interested in the future and safety of children.
I'm Lisa Schomp, owner of Ralph Schomp Honda. I've told you Honda wants me to sell a lot of Accords. But if you're looking for something bigger, well, there's the Ridgeline pickup, my favorite, or the Pilot, or the fantastic van, the Odyssey. Now you can get 0.9% financing on all Honda trucks except CR-V. Yes, there are a lot of disclaimers. When you come in, we'll be glad to cover those with you. The point is, Honda has a vehicle for everyone. Young people, empty nesters, or just a small car lover. The Civic is perfect. Or perhaps a Fit. Want a hybrid? Honda has two, the Civic Hybrid or the Accord Hybrid. Come see how easy purchasing a vehicle can be for anybody. Discover the pleasure of knowing what you're paying right up front, no hidden fees or dealer handling, and you pick the accessories you want. We're very easy to get along with and very easy to get to. Straight down Broadway from downtown Denver and straight up Broadway for most of the rest of you. Ralph Schomp Honda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at Schomp.
It's not about the candidate.
Tom Hartman.
I think this is the biggest mistake that we make here in America, is thinking that we have to find the perfect candidate. If enough of us get involved, it almost doesn't matter. But enough of us get out there and get active and engage in the political process beyond just voting, then if somebody is elected who we don't agree with on all issues, we can push her
or him
in the directions that we want them to move.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin broadcasting live out in front of the Clear Channel Empire Building at 4695 South Monaco, right off I-25. We're collecting cash for the Colorado Humane Society, blankets, dog and cat food. And we've got pets here for you to adopt. And Mary is here with Coco and Jackson. I didn't put that in earlier. If you want to meet Coco and Jackson, they're here, and Mary too. And I've got this John Edwards book. I'm looking for a $500 donation to the Colorado Humane Society, and the book is signed by former senator and presidential candidate John Edwards. All right, we're talking about this high school in Wilmont, Connecticut, where the students wanted to put on a rock play, and the principal quashed it, and we're talking about academic freedom. And here's Zach in Denver. Zach, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd just like to speak in perhaps in support of the principal himself. As a person who was both part of Blake Christensen principal and as someone who got an education degree and spent some time in the public high school system as a teacher's aide, maybe it's possible that we're not looking at all sides of this issue. It could be possible that the principal decided to censor this play not because of the exact subject material and how that relates to free speech and censorship, but how that relates to individual people in the school. I know that we were censored on a number of occasions because of how the subject material in the play that we wanted to do was going to affect people in the school that had been personally affected by the tragedy. For a specific example, we were going to do the musical Tommy, which, as everyone knows, deals with issues of child abuse. And there were a couple of students who came forward to the principal and said, you know, we had been abused. We're not comfortable with this subject material. You know, it's very uncomfortable for us. So the principal said, well, you can do that play in our high school. Nobody's telling these kids that they can't do the play ever It's just that the high school is not the right venue for that play. So what we did was we took our musical and we found another venue for it because we really believe strongly in doing the musical itself. So if these kids want to go do this play, they can find another venue. Perhaps the high school is not the best venue for it.
All right, well, I don't think that those are invalid points. Matter of fact, I think they're very good ones. But I'd like to ask you this question. Do you think that free speech should be painless, or do you think at times that it does cause pain?
Yeah, there are times when free speech should cause pain. Free speech should not be painless. That's very true. However, I'm just speaking on behalf of what those kids go through.
I understand that. But if it shouldn't be if it should be painful, and at times it is painful, then one of the things I think that we lack as adults, because we're not taught this, is we're taught that, and manufactured consent in the society in which we function and live in indicates that free speech should not be painful, and that any time it is painful on any level, people come forward to challenge it. And the best place to start to get people to understand that it can be painful, that it does involve people's personal experiences, and it does involve people's life-lived tragedies, whether it's talking about the war in Iraq, or it's talking about mental health, or it's talking about any other subject that you want to point out that could be deemed controversial, the time to do that and the time to teach kids that they can come forward and express themselves is when they are in high school and when they are in their teenage years. Because I'll tell you something, as a taxpayer, and this is my personal feeling, as a taxpayer, I want very, very much for that stuff to be taught. I want very, very much for those kids to realize that speech can be painful, that there's a price to pay when you do it, and that you're going to have people that are going to come forward and they're not going to like it, but that's what you do as a good American citizen. And how do you teach them, how do you tell them one thing in a classroom setting about the country that they live in, but then when they try to carry that out, you turn around and tell them, no, you can't do it?
Right. I agree that free speech, that should be thought-provoking and is sometimes painful, is a good object lesson for high schoolers to learn. But my wife is a social worker who works with troubled teens, and I also understand that some teenagers don't have the emotional faculties quite yet to deal with issues that are.
I understand that. I understand that argument too. But you know what the problem with that with that is? The problem with that is.
The problem with that argument is that we're coddling the kids then, and that's
no,
that we're,
no. That's not what I was going to say at all. What I was going to say is that no matter what you point out in life, you can you can draw that conclusion that there are going to be some people that are going to be included in this that are not going to be able to handle the responsibility of the situation you're dealing with, and you're always going to have that, but. Question is, do you penalize the larger population over the problems of the few?
I see what you're saying. I just happen to think that that perhaps telling the kids that this is not the right venue for your free speech about the war in Iraq is not, in fact, penalizing the larger population. So, thank you very much for taking my call.
All right.
I thank you for your call. I very much appreciate your show. I listen to you every day.
All right. Well, thanks. We'll call anytime.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I don't particularly agree with that position, and I don't think we're penalizing anybody. I think we're penalizing kids when we don't allow them to participate. Ernie on a cell phone. Ernie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ernie, I hear you loud and clear.
I'm on a cell phone on I-25, so I've got my hands in my life in my hands. Anyhow,
be careful.
No, I pulled over. I'm just watching the idiots go by. I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller. I'd like to tell you my last name on the air. You know, my first name's Ernie, and I'd love to tell you my last name.
No, you can't say your last name on the air.
Okay, well, my first name's Ernie, and since I'm 57 years old, and ever since I was 4 years old, I've been in on current affairs because of my last name, which is synonymous with war and soldiers. Anyhow, you can probably guess from there. The only war I knew was Vietnam because I went there in 1968, and I have a couple of points, and then I'll hang up and listen to you. I came back to Vietnam in 1969, and I went to the Aquarius Theater in Los Angeles and watched the play Hair. And if anybody saw that play, they'd know that it gave a different side of the draft of Vietnam. And my second point is about Vietnam and war in Iraq. In 1966, I wonder if we would have gave in September 1967, we're going to pull our troops out of Vietnam. You know, I wonder if we would have been aiding and betting, and I wonder how many more slats we could take down from the Vietnam Wall.
Well, I think that's really a valid point. We should have never been involved in that in the first place, and we should have set a timetable for that, and the idea that the whole idea of using the troops and the whole idea of
the Republicans call me a cut and run. I just wonder how many Democratic or liberal people would be on that, 54,000 people on that wall.
Well, there are liberals.
There
are liberals and there are Democrats on that wall.
I couldn't vote because that was before you had to be 21 to vote. I was 18 when I came home.
But Ernie, there are liberals and there are Democrats on that wall, just like there's lots of liberals and lots of Democrats who died in Korea and also died in World War II. And the idea of this whole thing about we're not supporting the troops, okay, you want to know something? Go look at the GOP's voting record on Veterans Affairs.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
the ones who do not support the troops. They're the ones who pimp the troops. And I saw Hair, and we should have that kind of open debate on high school campuses, college campuses, and in society in general, without having people's patriotism challenged, or the idea, which I respect the last caller, but I don't agree with him, about the idea that you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Thank you, Ernie. I appreciate the call. I've got to go, Ernie. Thank you.
Okay.
I've got to go. It's 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour. We're here broadcasting live at 4695 South Monaco. We're right off I-25. Ernie, come on down here and give us $5 or $10 or whatever for the Colorado Humane Society. We've got dogs you can adopt. We're looking for blankets. We're looking for dog and cat food. And I got this John Edwards book for any politically, socially committed individual who wants to give the Humane Society $500. I'll give you an autographed book, autographed, signed by John Edwards, who could turn out to be the next president of the United States. You don't know. 8:31, 31 minutes past the hour. Let's go to Gina. Traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Problems still in Aurora. We have that wreck reported on 225. Actually, we had one on either side of 225 right near Mississippi. So that's still being cleared. We do have delays there both directions. We also have some curiosity slowing along westbound I-70 between 225 and 270. That was due to a crash on the eastbound side near Havana off the highway northbound Colorado affected at Cherry Creek. Weather today, windy, mild, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high of 67. Currently, it's fair and 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, the Denver Nuggets are in Detroit to take on the Pistons. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. with Nuggets courtside. And don't miss...
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? 1/3 of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:35, 35 minutes past the hour here at AM760 Progressive Talk. 4695 South Monaco, right off 525 is where we're broadcasting live for the Colorado Humane Society. I want to thank a listener to AM760 Progressive Talk who gave a cash donation of $150 to the Colorado Humane Society. Thank you. Whoever you are, they did not come up and didn't say hello to me, which you can do. Coco and Jackson are here, along with Mary. So you can meet our family. And we need blankets, we need towels, and we need dog and cat food. And, of course, we also need monetary donations. And if you want to adopt a really nice pet, they've got those, too. They've got dogs and cats here. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. So come on by. Certainly do appreciate it. If you've sent me email today, if you've instant messaged me at am760.net, I can't get them because I don't have any kind of a computer setup out here. We were talking about the Wilmot, Connecticut High School, and about the fact that the students there wanted to put on a play that had an anti-Iraq message, and the principal stepped on it and said no. I got open lines for the first time now. In a long time, at 303-713-7600. So if you want to get in on this and express your opinion about whether teenagers should be doing this or they shouldn't be doing this in a high school, and we heard from Zach in Denver who doesn't believe that they should be doing it, and the whole idea of academic freedom both and free speech, both on a high school level and also a college level. But this morning we're talking about a high school level. And we're talking about Iraq now after the historic vote in the House on Friday in which two Democrats voted against it because they didn't think it went far enough. And we did get some Republican votes for those of us who opposed the war and opposed the surge. And, of course, Republicans here and Democrats here in the state of Colorado voted on party lines in the House with Tancredo and Musgrave and Lamborn voting no. And Udall, DeGette, and Salazar voting yes. And should high school students be discussing this, and should they be allowed to put on this play? And we had a caller who brought up a marvelous point, I think, which is that on one hand, we'll tell these students that, no, you can't get into this, and you can't deal with it, and you can't talk about it, and we really don't want you to have any involvement in it, and we don't want a play being put on. And that may not even be what the principal is saying here. What the principal is saying, he may not even be saying that. He may not even be saying that you can't discuss it in the classroom, but he's making the case that this is not censorship. He's making the case that the student body is not equipped to handle a play with this kind of discussion. And then a caller last hour brought up what I think is a really good point, that, well, wait a minute, do you let military recruiters on high school campuses, and what about them? And I have to say that I'm not against them coming on a high school campus. A lot of people are, but I'm not. But they're definitely not going to present a dissenting viewpoint about the war, that's for sure. So what you're going to get is they're going to sell you, and that because that's their job. They're going to sell your kids, our kids, about going into the military. And there's nothing wrong with going into the military to try to get some kind of a career if that's what you're interested in. There's nothing wrong with that, and I think you ought to do it. But and they ought to be able to do it. Hi, ma'am. How are you? They ought to be able to do it. But still, to me, you go to a 16 or 17-year-old and you say to them, look, this is the United States of America, and we promote freedom worldwide, and we're interested in freedom. And you go on and on about discussion and about all of that. Then you turn around and you say to a 16 or 17-year-old, but yeah, you want academic freedom. You want to do that kind of stuff, then you can't do it on a high school campus. I think that's inconsistent, and I don't think that it's right. And I think that kids, in a lot of ways today, and I think this has always been so. Depending on how old you are, you probably remember this. And how long, depending on how long you've been out of high school or whatever the case is, but kids get a bad rap either way. They get a bad rap both ways because, on one hand, they're chastised for being into computer games. They're chastised for being into the interactive video. They're chastised for caring too much about Britney Spears, caring too much about Justin Timberlake or any other artist that you can name, and being too self-centered. And I admit that I've gotten on the air, and I've done that too. So they're criticized about that. But then, on the other hand, when they do want to get involved and they do want to express an opinion, then we turn around and excuse me, say to them, no, well, you know, you can't do that. And high school is not the place. And as the principal says, that the student body is not emotionally ready to take this on and on and on. And I wonder and have always wondered and have always been against and have always been against the idea that because you go to high school, because you're 16, because you're 15, or you're 17, that all of a sudden you check your First Amendment rights at the door, that you don't possess them, and that the Bill of Rights does not depend, that you don't have any rights to use the Bill of Rights. Also, as a caller pointed out earlier, and I think this is really true, and there is a study out today in the news, and if you go on the Internet, you'll see it, about early childhood care contributes to the way kids are later in life. And I've done this too, and I think we've all done this. But you'll see something happen with kids that you find, teenagers, that you find to be shocking and terrible. And then what you do is you, and I shouldn't even say you, because I've done it too. So what we do is then we come forward and we say, well, wait a minute, what's wrong with these kids, when what we ought to be asking is, what's wrong with their parents? Because it's how you raise these kids when they're young that determines how they turn out as teenagers and as adults, and the values that you instill in them. And I think that the values that society instills in them when they're young. So what values are we instilling here? Where the values that we're telling them is, okay, you have an objection. You want to make a statement. You want to make a public statement about this country's involvement, say, for instance, in Iraq. Well, you can't make it on a high school campus. You can't make the statement in a drama class, of all places. We're not talking about walking out of school. We're not talking about marching around in the hallways with a sign that says you're not interested in Iraq. I mean, that you think we ought to get out of Iraq, or that you support us being there. I'm not talking about that at all. What I'm talking about here in the situation of this high school is I'm talking about the fact that they're going to do it in a drama class. And how do you go to them and say, okay, you can't do this? And then as the principal,
of this high school in Wilton, Connecticut. The guy's name is Timothy Canty. He says, well, wait a minute. This is not censorship, and that's a false argument. Well, if it's a false argument, what do you call it? What do you call it when you don't let these teenagers express themselves and have an opinion? And if high school, which is where they spend, I mean, this is where we teach them about what being a good citizen is and what this is all about. If we don't teach them about this in high school, where are they going to learn it? And I'll tell you something else. And I think there's a legislator out there that's got a bill here in Colorado, which is about teaching civics in school. I've talked about this on the air numerous times. The idea that most of us do not understand how the system in this country works. Most of us do not get how we're supposed to be doing things. And we don't get it because, you know something? We're not taught it as kids, or we don't remember it. And what? Now we're going to have generations, we're going to have teenagers come forward here, particularly if I were a taxpaying citizen of Wilton, Connecticut, we're going to have teenagers come forward here, and they're not going to know, they're not going to understand, because we not only don't teach it to them, but we don't want them to carry it out. I'd really like to hear a good argument against this. I'd also like to hear from those people who are scared of quote-unquote academic freedom, which is constantly under attack. Why are people so scared? Why are they so scared? What? What's driving them? What's driving you, maybe, if you're scared of it? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still going to be a tough ride for you in Aurora along 225. We had a crash reported, one on the southbound side near Mississippi and the other northbound, four cars just north of Mississippi. So obviously a lot of stop-and-go traffic right now from Colfax to Parker, both sides there of the interstate. We had a wreck as well. Eastbound I-70 near Havana that's being cleared out of the way. It was off on the right-hand shoulder. Traffic really jammed up there, both directions, though, extending from 270 toward 225. We got a wreck now on northbound Colorado approaching Cherry Creek South. So that's a very busy area. Watch out for it. Weather outlook today, windy and mild with some morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high of 67 tonight. Evening showers moving in with a low of 40 and currently fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's been a long, cold winter and your lawn is ready to wake up hungry. This spring, treat it to some organic.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
The radio support group of We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
If you have a lawsuit pending and you need cash right now, this radio commercial could change your life. You have bills to pay and money is a problem. Your court date seems a lifetime away. Well, if you can't afford to wait any longer, call Personal Injury Capital now at 1-800-700-1870. We can give you the cash you need immediately, from $500 to $50,000 or more. And if you lose your case, you don't have to pay us back. Just keep the money. To find out how much cash you can get right now, call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
I was desperate. My bills were backed up and my creditors were hounding me. When I got a check for $20,000, it was a lifesaver.
We've helped thousands of people with pending lawsuits get the money they need and help them put their lives back together. Call right now to find out how much cash you can get. Call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is 848. Well, when you're out here in
public like that, you get distracted. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, we're out here broadcasting live, collecting stuff for the Colorado Humane Society. Thank you to everybody who has come by and given money. And our listeners this morning have been very, very generous. A couple of quick things. When I was talking about the Colorado congressional delegation, I left out Congressman Ed Perlmutter. I don't know how I could have done that. Stupid move on my part. Also, the autopsy on Anna Nicole Smith has been released. Does anybody want to know how she died? What do you? Well, should I say or should I not? All right, she died of an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. That's how. Mary says that's sad. Mary and Coco and Jackson are out here too, with us. Yeah, that is sad. That is sad. All right, let me talk about something that's not sad, and that's about buying a car and saving money. And you can do that at Rocky's Autos. They just had their big early bird sale Saturday, and they have got a ton of vehicles out there. If you're out there, you know, and I was out there on Friday, and they have over 600 clean, late-model used vehicles on the lot there on Federal. And the whole secret about buying a car is getting a good deal and also not getting nailed. And you buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, and it immediately depreciates. And then what ends up happening is you take the economic hit, and you don't have to do that when you go to Rockies. They even have 07s. I mean, the 07s are there. And they've got virtually everything you can think of at Rockies Autos. And their matching down incentive is going on, which $1,500. You put down $1,005. They'll put down $1,005. And you've got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. Get out there and see Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, who are my good friends. And also Gerard Menard, who's a wonderful guy. And Spanky Herrera and Johnny Mays and Fred Labrato. Can't leave Freddie out. And I could just, Jim Monroe, I could go on and on and on and name people who work out there who really are passionate about what they do. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Boulder's newest and most stunning urban residence is 1505 Pearl by Coburn Development. Serving as a gateway between Pearl Street Mall and the trendy East End, 1505 Pearl is elegantly appointed with the upscale finishes of Sub-Zero, Wolf Appliances, and Brazilian cherry floors. A secure building with underground parking, elevator access, and large terraces perfect for gazing at the Flatirons or the colors of the Pearl Street Mall. Don't wait to check it out. Go to 1505pearl.com to learn how you can have the best of Boulder.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Man, I'm a mess. It's Monday, though. You know what? I haven't given the weather in like 3 hours. The high today is supposed to be around 65, 66. But it could get up as high as 69, and tomorrow it's supposed to get up to 74. Oh, man. Okay, I think what we should do tomorrow is just call in sick. I really do, and we ought to have like a huge picnic someplace in the middle of the day. Why not? Why can't we do that? Why can't we have a huge picnic tomorrow and none of us go to work? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Hi, ma'am. Thank you. Why, you can come over here and talk. You want to get on the radio? No, nobody wants to get on. Why not? She brought all kinds of goodies for the Humane Society. You meet Coco and Jackson? And you meet Mary? I know. I'm very lucky, huh? You like my family? Okay, I should say what I'm doing here. We're at 4695 South Monaco in front of the Clear Channel Empire building. And
the and we're right off I-25. This is the building that Michael Powell built, and we are collecting stuff for the Humane Society. Thank you so much for coming by. Our listeners are great. They have given so much, and I'll tell you something else that's really great about this. We had a listener who gave $150. He's given the most money, and he worked for Greyhound Rescue and then came over here, worked Greyhound Rescue all weekend, and then came over here and gave money. And to me, this is what America is all about, people helping out. And I still have this John Edwards book, which... What now? Mary? Oh, I got like an M&M stuffed... What is that? An M&M stuffed toy? Oh, she wants me to auction that off too? How much should we sell that for?
She said they're worth a lot of money.
They're worth a lot of money too, these M&M toys. And they're, it's sealed in a plastic bag. Anybody want these for their kids? It has never been opened. Well, how much were we supposed to give for this? If you want the John Edwards autograph book, it's $500. Why? Because Mary and I paid $500 at the Weld County dinner Saturday night, in which we had a great time, the Weld County Democratic Party dinner. And I was happy to give. We were happy to give the Weld County Democrats money because they're good folks. Okay, so if you want the John Edwards signed book, you got to come down here right now, and you got to do it before 10 o'clock. Otherwise, I'm going to keep the book, and I'm going to sell it another day. Or do something with it. And also, we've got this M&M toy. It's blue. And if you want this as a collector's item or you want it for your kids, I don't know how much we should ask for this. Mary's going to go ask. Mary's going to go ask what it's worth. And we got pets for you to adopt if you want to do that. We've already adopted a dog. Our listeners are just the best. They really are. Agree or disagree, you guys are highly motivated, and we just thank you. Here comes some more. Oh, well, thanks. Oh, you can put it right over there. So come meet Coco and Jackson and Mary, and come out here and join us. And we were in the middle of discussing this high school situation. I also got something else I want to talk about after 9 o'clock. I don't know. Maybe you'll think that I'm being like extremely sensitive. And overly sensitive about this. And yes, it hits one of my favorite discussions about religion. And not only that, but I also, you also could call in after 9 o'clock if you want to and talk about the vote in Iraq. And I did leave Congressman Ed Perlmutter out, which is like a stupid move on my part, and I ought to take the pipe for that. And you could talk about that as well. We'll go to any other topics that you want to talk about, because we'll traditionally do open phones on a Monday. And it's going to be such a nice day today in Colorado. And we are so lucky to be alive. We're so lucky to be here, to live in such a beautiful and such a nice state and a wonderful country. And did we find out how much that... Oh, $100? All right, it's a collector's item. See, you should get on the radio and describe this thing, but she won't do it. And I don't know how to describe it to you. And I'm not into collecting these, so I don't know what. Oh, it's got leather feet, hands. So it's a genuine M&M's like collector's item. And if you want it, just give a $100 donation to the Humane Society, and you got it. And I'll also give you a free banana from George's here, which is a restaurant inside the building, which I can't eat the banana, but George was trying to be kind, so he gives me the banana. But I can't eat it because I can only eat certain things on my post-gastric bypass diet here. Do I look good? No? I look what? I look wonderful? Thank you. I look super young? Gee, I wish I were. That would be so cool. Instead of being an old man. All right, we'll continue. I want to tell this story about something that happened to Mary and I over the weekend. And I also will take your calls on anything else you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. And don't be scared to call up here and butt heads with me, too, because it doesn't matter whether we agree or disagree. Everybody has a right, and I consider the fact that we'll still be friends. That's the way I look at it. All right, we're out here for the Humane Society. Come by and say hello.
AM 760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Log on to AM760.net for your chance to win a Crush 4-pack of tickets to see the Colorado Crush take on the Nashville Cats on April 1st.
Crush football on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They're even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
We found nothing to indicate any foul play.
Seminole Tribal Police Chief Charlie Tiger's autopsy results in the death of Anna Nicole Smith are released in Florida, and authorities believe there was no foul play in the death of Smith in early February.
We are convinced, based on an extensive review of the evidence, that this case is an accidental overdose with no other criminal elements present. The Broward Sheriff's Crime Scene Unit completed a thorough investigation of the case of the death of this of the scene of the death and found no evidence of illegal drugs.
A Broward County Medical Examiner Dr. Joshua Perper says Smith was taking a variety of prescription drugs, none though, as indicated by the police chief, that were illegal. He also says that she was suffering from an infection of an abscess. President Bush is playing host to auto industry executives, and in a few minutes, he will see a demonstration of alternative fuel vehicles. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick, three of those flex fuel cars are parked on the White House driveway now as the president promotes reducing reliance on foreign oil. But University of Minnesota researcher David Tillman says one popular alternative fuel is not the energy cure-all.
Corn ethanol doesn't have at all as much of an advantage as we might have thought. It actually barely changes greenhouse gas emissions, and it barely gains any new energy for society.
Tillman also says the drive for alternative fuels puts basic needs for food, energy, and clean air at odds. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
After decades of struggle and bloodshed, the two antagonists in Northern Ireland have agreed to share power. The arrangement, which begins May the 8th, was announced following the first face-to-face meeting between Protestant leader Ian Paisley and Sinn Féin's Gerry Adams.
We're very conscious the many people who have suffered. We ought to them to build the best future possible.
A top Iranian official says Tehran has no intention of trading 15 captured British sailors for five Iranians being held in Iraq. But CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad says that is viewed with some skepticism.
Diplomats here think the Marines may be political pawns, part of Iran's larger strategy in fighting off sanctions that were imposed on it by the UN Security Council this weekend in connection with its nuclear plan. Or indeed, they may be bargaining chips against Iranians who have been arrested by the U.S. military in Iraq.
They're throwing fancy parties, and some companies have book clubs. Some companies have wine tastings.
Other companies offer flex time and talk up such perks as free food and drink for employees. Now, checking Wall Street's prospects at this hour, the first day of the trading week. Right now, the Dow is down 85 points, the NASDAQ off 14. This is CBS News.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An Aurora police officer is dead after a one-vehicle accident while he was responding to a call. Police say 37-year-old Doug Byrne died around 2 this morning from injuries suffered when he was ejected from his patrol car last night. He was on his way to an emergency medical call when he lost control of his vehicle and went over a median. Denver police continue to look for suspects in the shootings of three out-of-state college students shot early Sunday morning behind a light rail station at 25th and Welton. Police say two suspects wearing ski masks pointed guns at the trio and demanded money.
The victims did comply, and they still shot the victims. This is just amazing, and that's what's concerning to us, because they did this. What are they going to do next time?
The victims were shot in the neck, back, and chest, but all three are in stable condition and expected to fully recover. A state lawmaker's proposal to curb schools from being built next to highways and freeways is scheduled for a vote in front of a House committee today. Democratic Representative Gwen Green says she wants to protect kids from vehicle emissions that could harm the development of their lungs. And a church in Longmont has big development plans to serve both God and mammon. Lifebridge Christian Church has proposed a 6,000-seat chapel, along with about 650,000 square feet of retail space and homes on 300 acres along Colorado 119. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, 225 still a major area for delays. We had wrecks both sides of the freeway there near Mississippi. They are now gone, but traffic's still stacked up. Colfax to Parker, so give yourself extra time. I-70 wreck gone as well, eastbound I-70, but I-70 pretty well jammed between 225 and 270. If you're on northbound Colorado, north of I-25, it may be more congested as usual. We have a crash blocking traffic near Cherry Creek South. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, windy and mild with morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high of 67 tonight.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
9:06, 6 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. We're broadcasting live out in front of the Clear Channel building. 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. We're here for the Colorado Humane Society. And the Colorado Humane Society was forced to throw out 98% of its canned food because of the recall. So we're looking for food. We're looking for, and dry food's the best, and we're looking for that. We're also looking for blankets and towels. And we've got dogs to adopt, and we've already adopted one. And we're also looking for cash donations. And our listeners have come by and have really been supportive, and I thank you for that. And when I say our listeners, I'm talking about you, and I appreciate all your help. Mary is here, along with Coco and Jackson. As a matter of fact, Coco's sitting down right next to me. Hi, Coco Bird. And they're here, and if you want to meet my family and meet my two dogs, they're here too. And plus, we've got some goodies that you can get. And you can donate to the Colorado Humane Society. A woman brought by one of these M&M collector dolls, I guess you'd call it, in a sealed bag. It's a collector's M&M. It's never been opened, and it's yours for $100. And the money goes directly to the Humane Society. I've also got this book that Mary and I got from the Weld County Democrats. It is a book by John Edwards. And I haven't read the title of this off in a long, long time. It's called Home, The Blueprints of Our Lives, edited by a former Senator John Edwards. And it's autographed by John Edwards, who could end up being the next president of the United States, and I'll give it to you for a $500 donation to the Colorado Humane Society, and I know that that's a lot of money, but it goes to a good cause, and this is a good item to have, a good historical item to have. So if you want it and you're committed, come on down, and you can have it for a $500 donation. 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center is where we're at. It's in the 909. And I got another guy who wants to help out, but I didn't write down his name. Oh, it's David of Fort Collins is hanging on, and David wants to help out too. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, I was just trying to think of what I can do for you guys over here in Fort Collins and all. So I thought of I got a detail center over here, so I can get you guys a free detail and that kind of thing if someone wants to donate for you.
Oh, that's great, man. How much would you charge for that? How much do they have to donate, I guess, is a better way to put it.
Well, it depends on if you can get some callers here in Fort Collins or if they got to drive from Denver down to Fort Collins. I'm willing to do $50 to $80, somewhere around there.
All right. I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't they give you the 50 or 80, and then you can send it to us, which would be a good way to do it. Give your address out and where people go.
It's 2217 Airway Avenue in Fort Collins, Colorado, and that's 80524.
Okay, what's the name of the place?
It's Exclusive Auto and Marine, and it's a detail center, and we take care of all your revitalization and cigarette burns and deodorizes and full details and everything like that.
Oh, man, that's really kind of you. Now, that sounds great. So if you're in the Fort Collins area, or even if you want to drive up from Denver, David will detail your car and take care of it. And, David, we're looking for a $50 to $80 contribution to the Colorado
sure.
Humane Society. And, David, give your address again.
It's 2217 Airway Avenue.
2217 Airway Avenue in Fort Collins.
Yep.
Okay, David, thanks, man. You're the best.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you, and I'm glad to listen. I'm glad to be on the air with you.
You can come on the air anytime, pal.
Hey, have a good one.
Okay, thanks. All right, you're in Fort Collins. Go on by there because that's, you know, you give a donation to the Colorado Humane Society. David will get it to us, and we'll get it to them. And you can get your car detailed. And today is going to be a great day to do it, too, because the weather's going to be good. Seems like every time I think about washing my car or getting it waxed or any of that kind of stuff, it rains. And, like, it always rains the next day. And the high today is going to be around, it should be, could be anywhere between 64 and 67 degrees. And they're talking that tomorrow the high may be 74, which would be great. And I'm maintaining right here and now that if it's 74 tomorrow, we don't come to work. I'm maintaining this, that we call off, that somebody, that we need to come up with a place to go hang out and have a picnic in the middle of the day, even though I can't eat much. But still the idea that we could all get together and goof off. We've also got dogs and cats here to adopt, too. If you're interested and you need a pet, you want a pet, and you want a good home, they've got tons of cats and dogs. And Amy just handed me the weather. And, the high today says it's going to be 69. I'll take that. Don't you? It's not exactly a weather I could run naked down Colorado Boulevard, but tomorrow when it's 74, I probably could. Daryl Luby tries to run naked around here as much as he possibly can. All right, 303-713-7600. Maybe I should save this story and tell it for tomorrow, but I really want to tell this thing that happened to us over the weekend and then get your opinion of it. But it's also open phones, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the House vote on Iraq and whether you think it went far enough or you think it went too far, which I kind of asked that question in the 6 o'clock hour, which is setting up a confrontation with the president. But it's not going to get past the Senate. And one of the things I expressed Saturday night was that we'd be better to kick Joe Lieberman out of the Democratic Party because I'm tired of his threatening and getting face-tucked by claiming that he's an independent, which he's not. But we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. And I can always save the story for tomorrow. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lindsay in Arvada. Lindsay, thanks for hanging on, and you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Beautiful day. Can't complain.
No, nothing to complain about.
No. I was just calling about the animals.
Sure.
I work with a little rescue group that rescues cats and kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted people to remember that these little shelters also need help. And they don't get the support that, you know, the Denver Dumb Friends League. It's great what you're doing for the Dumb Friends League.
No, it's for the Colorado Humane Society, ma'am.
Oh, the Humane Society. Okay, but there's tons of little shelters, too, that, you know, depend on people to donate. And my little shelters, or the shelter I work with, I take in kittens and raise them until they're old enough to be adopted. It's called Almost Home Adoptions in Westminster. And it's a great facility. And, you know, the lady who runs it is totally nonprofit. So if there are people out there that are more cat lovers, if you could give us a plug, Almost Home Adoptions in Westminster, that would be absolutely wonderful.
Oh, you just did it. You just gave yourself a plug.
Okay, because
so
you just took
care of it. But right now, we're focused in on the Colorado Humane Society. So
right, but you know, I just want people to realize there's lots of shelters out there.
I agree. There are lots of them.
This lady's a no kill. She takes care of little kittens and cats that people have given up or strays that she finds, and she's a wonderful person. And if there's anybody that's into the cats, Almost Home Adoptions in Westminster is a great facility.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jim.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, I can't. I don't want to say where you work or anything. Well, I don't have anything against it. I just don't want to do it. Well, we all have something against our employers. If you got like 20 or 30 minutes, we'll tell you about how we feel. No, I'm only kidding. I love you too. Thanks. Thanks for coming by. Here's the UPS guy. Hope he has something for me. All right. We're here broadcasting live. It's open phones, 303-713-7600, and we're here broadcasting live at 4695 South Monaco Street here out in front of the Denver Tech Center. Come on by and see us. We got dogs. We got cats. We got stuff to give you for a donation. We're looking for cash money. We're looking for blankets. We're looking for towels. We're looking for pet food. We're looking for all kinds of stuff because the Humane Society needs help. And a spokesman of the Colorado Humane Society says they'll share some food with those little rescue shops if they places if they come by. Yeah. All right. So that's Lindsay. If you want to come by, we'll help out. And that's the Colorado Humane Society, and they do care. And so we're going to be here until 10 o'clock. Come on by. I still got that John Edwards book, autographed by John Edwards. For a $500 cash donation. I know it's a lot of money, but the book's worth money. And also, it goes to the Humane Society. We got this M&M collector's doll, which also for $100 a woman gave us. And you got the guy at the detail shop in Fort Collins, Dave. It's on Airway, I believe. He's also willing to detail your car for a $50 or $80 donation. Thank you, everybody, for being involved.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
The Civic is perfect, or perhaps a fit. Want a hybrid? Honda has two. The Civic Hybrid or the Accord Hybrid. Come see how easy purchasing a vehicle can be for anybody. Discover the pleasure of knowing what you're paying right up front, no hidden fees or dealer handling, and you pick the accessories you want. We're very easy to get along with and very easy to get to. Straight down Broadway from downtown Denver and straight up Broadway for most of the rest of you. Ralph Champ Honda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at Champ.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:21 minutes after 9 AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Jay Marvin broadcasting live, 4695 South Monaco Street at the Denver Tech Center out in front of the building that Michael Powell built. And it's... I'm waiting for somebody to catch on with that, particularly in management. I don't think anybody online, I don't think anybody listening gets that joke, do you? Should I be more direct about that? Should I be more clear? No, actually, I'd like to have some place to work tomorrow. We're here broadcasting live for the Colorado Humane Society. Thanks to all the listeners who have come by, given money, offered services. And we're looking for towels, we're looking for blankets, we're looking for money, we're looking for food. We've got dogs and cats to adopt. Mary is here with Coco and Jackson. They would love to meet you. They're not for adoption, but you can meet them. So you can meet my family. And we'll be here until 10 o'clock. But they'll be taking stuff all day long. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jesse in Golden. Jesse, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'd like to put up and try to entice the younger listeners of AM 760 to drop by and give some money and help out.
Oh, good. Do it, man.
All right. Well, what I'm offering up is a Ride brand snowboard, waxed and ready to go. It's 161 centimeters, and it's a Ride series. It's an excellent board. So if you want to get up in the mountains, all you have to do is come by and donate at least $100, and you can come by and pick up the board for free.
Oh, that's cool. Where are you?
I'm in Golden, Colorado, and I could definitely leave an address on where to contact me.
Okay. You know what? Let's do that. And I'll put you. I'll have Kelly put you on hold when we're done, and he can take your name, your address, and your phone number. And if anybody wants to come by and donate $100 to the Colorado Humane Society, you'll get this really great snowboard. We will put people in touch with you who donate the money. And then you can hook up with them, and you can make the arrangement.
Well, that sounds excellent. Let's do it.
Yeah, Jesse, you're the best, man. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
All right, Kelly.
Great show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Kelly, put this man on hold to get that information. Okay, 303-713-7600. Charlie in Boulder. Charlie, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind, man?
Well, there's a couple things. One is we're also going to donate some stuff, too. I own American Environmental Products, and we do that lighting for kids, specialized lighting for children and how it affects their reading skills. And we have a desk lamp that's a $125 value that we want to donate to the cause also.
Oh, good. Okay, man. All right. We'll put you – do you want people just to get in touch with you directly, or do you want them to go through us, or how do you want to work it?
However you guys handle it. I'm totally open.
You have a business, so they can get in touch with you. Give a number.
303-527-1500.
And ask for Charlie.
That's correct. Now, that's one thing. The other one is I want to support you in the Joseph Lieberman issue. I'm from Connecticut, and it just kind of irritates me that the guy just is a Republican and tells everybody else he's something else. And you're right, he needs to have his FaceTime cut so his ego takes a little whack. Get him off the stand.
Yeah, you know, he plays that game every single time. And that game is, and he did it 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and the game is that he gets on and he says the following. I may support a Republican candidate for the presidency in 08, and I may leave the party. And what ends up happening is he'll get on CNN, he'll get on MSNBC, and of course he gets on Fox, and he also gets on the other networks, and he gets FaceTime by pulling this stunt over and over again. And what I think we ought to do, and I think that the DNC ought to do, and I think that other Democratic officials on a federal level who deal with him, and I'm talking about congressmen and senators, but actually the Senate would have to do it, and it would not change the committee shifts. They would not shift into another party. They would not shift to the Republicans. But what we ought to do is we ought to just pull him aside and say, look, if you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. And if you're not going to do it, then shut up. And if you're going to do it, then you know what? Leave. Get out, strip him of his committee chairmanships, and let him go. Because he uses it as a card to get his face on the media. And what his deal is he's concerned about himself, not about the country.
That's true. That's exactly what he's done. And I totally agree. And also, too, you know, a threat's not really a threat once you pull the energy out of it. It's like a keto. Once you eliminate that energy or use it against them, they fall on their face. So it's a good theory that you came up with. The third thing I was going to say was that this whole scare with our animal food, we actually make our own food for our dogs. I go to the store and buy, you know, inexpensive chicken or beef, marked on stuff that I would eat myself even, and make big pots of stew up. And it costs, it's really inexpensive, and it's a lot better than anything they can buy in a can.
Well, you know, there was an article, I didn't see it in the paper, but Mary told me about it. There is a there was an article over the weekend, a recipe over the weekend, in one of the papers, and I want to say the Rocky Mountain News, I think, about being able to make your own dog treats, which I think is a fabulous idea. I don't have to say this, but I'm going to say it because it's true. I mean, we've always fed them Purina, and we don't have, and their Purina was not on that recall list, and we feed them dry food, and we don't have any problems, although I have to tell you, that Coco is not for, you know, most corgis are food dominated, and Coco doesn't seem to be food dominated, and neither does Jackson. And then the other thing I think people would tell you too, Charlie, is that maybe they don't have the time to sit there and, you know, and make the food. I mean, you know, you. How long does it take?
Well, that's an issue. But here's the thing: I get to have dinner too. So when I make a beef stew or a chicken stew up, I make, instead of making, you know, a serving for myself and my family, I'll double it or triple it. So I have a, you know, a bigger pot, and I just make enough, and then I freeze it in the freezer, and we take it out every, you know, once a week, or a packet, or, you know, every couple days or whatever it is, and it's done. It's that simple. It's not. I don't even go out of my way. I have my own meal along with them.
What kind of dogs do you have?
A Weimaraner. I have a bird hunting dog, and he uses a lot of energy up, so if I don't feed him a little heavier meals, he starts seeing his ribs. And unfortunately, our lab just passed away, so...
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
It happened. See, he unfortunately was not going to... He had to go. But that's
well, you ought to come down here and adopt another one.
Like I said, I'm a bird hunter, so I have specific dogs that I train, and it's a lot of work, so... There's specific thing I look for when I do it, so they're actually more bred dogs for specifically what I do.
A Weimaraner, those dogs are pretty big, aren't they?
They're not. This one's medium size. I mean, they go anywhere from 80 to 110 pounds, but they're extremely active. They're extremely smart. They're very, very intelligent dogs. We do hand signals with them. It's amazing to watch, and it's very easy. A lot of people, you got to spend time with them though. You can't leave them locked up.
Are they like sight hounds though?
They scent in two ways. Dogs will scent by winding, which they'll actually pick their noses up and smell the air, and then there's also trackers. Weimaraners do both. They actually track the ground and also smell the wind. They're a very unusual dog, and they're, like I said, we keep them with us all the time. They come to the office. We have an open dog policy at our office and make sure people bring their animals in, and, you know, that way they don't get that craziness they get when you leave them locked up in the house or in a pen.
You know, I got one last quick question for you, because I've always been curious about this. How long did it take you to train the Weimaraner? Did I say that right?
Weimaraner.
Weimaraner. How long did it take you to train that dog to obey hand signals?
Well, we've been doing it right along. So the first year, he was already doing it. And as we've progressed with him, now he's 4 years old. It's amazing. I mean, I'm amazed at how intelligent these animals really are. I think we underestimate our interaction with animals completely. We think that they're separate from us, I think, most of the population. But the American Indians consider them to be their relatives. And I think if we look at that level, we start realizing they're a lot smarter than we give them any kind of credit for.
Yeah. See, I agree with that. I really do agree with that. There was an article in one of the Sunday... What are those new? What are they? Parade, and what's the other one? I don't know what the other one's called. I can't think of it. USA Today? There's an article in one of those two about parrots, because we also have a parrot. We have a double yellow-headed Amazon. And they were talking about how they like to create chaos, and ours does, Bill. He does. And about how they have the intelligence like a little teeny kid's. And they really do. And I love interacting with animals, and I'm like you, man. I love all animals. All right, you're going to get...
Before you went off, one of my friends wrote the programs with dolphins, and we actually just came back from down the Keys with interacting with autistic kids and terminally ill people with dolphins. And I'll tell you something. There's another level. Their brain mass is actually as large, if not larger, than ours. And a lot of people don't know that, and they're extremely intelligent to the point where... It's beyond anything I can even play over the airwaves. People, they roll their eyes up and go, no way. But they actually have canceled programs. There were programs by Dr. John Lilly for the Navy. They actually canceled them because they felt the animals were so intelligent that it was an insult.
Well, if only they could vote.
Really? Yeah, I would say the only difference between us and dolphins is that they don't have thumbs to hold on the keys to lock stuff up and fight about it.
That's exactly right. Hey, Charlie, great call. And once again, if people want that desk lamp and they want to give a donation to Colorado Humane Society, give your business phone number again.
It's 303-527-1500 and ask for Charlie. And it's actually a full-spectrum desk lamp and also a combination lamp for winter depression. And this lamp actually, it's been proven, will help with kids' test scores. These lamps were actually used in actual studies in schools. And the kids grew 2.4 centimeters per year more. They have less cavities, and they were sick 3 days less a year. And that's because they go back to natural daylight, and that's what we evolved under.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Charlie, thank you, man. You're the best.
All right, man.
Talk to you. All right, what a great guy. Call him. We got the snowboard out there for $100, and it sounds marvelous. And you can call Kelly at the radio station at 303-713-7600 to find out about that. I got the John Edwards book, the autographed John Edwards book, and you can have that for a $500 donation. Because you don't think I'm going to let that go cheap, do you? And Mary and I bid on that and won it at the Democratic, the Weld County Democratic dinner. And we're not giving it away. I mean, you got to bid on that, man. It's worth money. I mean, if he ends up to be the president of the United States, I'm going to sell that and retire. Trust me. And we got the M&M doll, collector's item, $100. And we're out here broadcasting live until 10 o'clock at 4695 South Monaco Street in the Denver Tech Center. You can come by and say hello to Coco and Jackson. We got dogs here to adopt, and Mary's here. We'd love to meet you. Thank you to everybody who has come by. It's also open phones, 303-713-7600. And I got a bunch of open lines if you want to talk about anything, the rock or whatever else may be on your mind. Gina's standing by. Gina, are you coming out here when you're done?
Yeah, in fact, I'm getting ready to come down right now and bring some dog food and meet your family.
Oh, great, cool. Well, you can come down here and be on the air with me.
Well, you're almost done.
No,
I'd be happy to, but
no,
you're almost done.
No, we don't want to do that. We just want to get it. We just want to drop off our stuff, meet the dogs, and go home, right? Right?
Well, I have dogs waiting at home for me to let them out.
I know the feeling. All right. What's traffic look like?
Looks like all of our wrecks have been cleared now. Southbound route's looking much better out of Thornton North Glen into downtown. We had a 225 shaken loose, Colfax to Parker on both sides there because we had wrecks earlier near Mississippi. Westbound I-70 near Chambers, someone dropped a washer or dryer in the roadway, so slow it down there. There was a guy out there who's trying to pick up the pieces. Weather outlook today, windy and mild with morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high of 67. Currently fair.
Hello? Gina.
Currently fair and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Didn't do any good.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. That's right, for a limited time, get a loaded.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
It's 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. And I'm not kidding about this. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now. Don't hesitate. 303-423-7171. If you act quickly, you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. I'm not kidding you about this. And if you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up and probably by hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of this 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees, and there's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open till evenings until 8 and Saturday too, so they can work with you. And it's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax deductible. So you need to find out about that too. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed year fixed mortgage, they guarantee that they're going to save you money. So call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they're the guaranteed pros.
Hey, you got springtime on your mind, but you say snow is in the air. That could only mean Easter's coming to Westminster Mall. Oh yeah, we're hopping this season from March 26th through April 7th. Ever had your picture taken with that Easter rabbit dude? Well, now's your chance. And Saturday, April 7th, check out our Easter egg hunt inside the mall. Come at 9:15 with an Easter basket, and we'll supply the fun. Yep, it may be cold outside, but it's Easter inside. March 26th through April 7th, only at Westminster Mall. Over Turnpike and Sheridan.
Oh, dear.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin broadcasting live, 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver Tech Center. And thanks so much for listeners who have stopped by. And we're here till 10 o'clock. Some guy just pulls in. And we're collecting stuff for the Humane Society. Some guy just pulls in. I don't know what year that is. But it's got a small window in the back. A Volkswagen, what do you call those, a pickup truck? No.
It was a van, I think.
It was a van, but they chopped it? We have to ask him, but it's in cherry condition. So I was talking to my friend Max Brooks here, and what we'd like to do is put a Corvair or a Porsche engine in it and put a nitrous bottle on it and drive it around town. All right, it's open phone, 303-713-7600. By the way, those of you that are critical of motorsports, I want to point out that the Indianapolis season has started, and they were racing Saturday night on ethanol. So we are headed to a new energy-efficient-based technology, and Colorado is going to be in the forefront of that, thanks to people like Governor Bill Ritter and Congressman Mark Udall, soon to be our next senator. All right, let's go to Bill Longmont, who's hanging on. Bill, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. Couple things. First of all, we already donated to the Colorado Humane Society last week because I had a good friend in Missouri who lost a prize Brittany Spaniel to this thing.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, yeah, he's just devastated. We're donating some in his name, too. I've been chuckling all morning at your building that Michael Powell built. I thought that was great.
Do you get the joke behind that, or is that
yeah.
just me?
No, it's me.
Okay, you get it, too. Thank you. All right, I'm not alone.
You want me to explain it or not?
No.
Okay.
No. What I would say is that people who do not know what you and I are referring to should Google it, okay? And then they'll figure it out.
That's right. Go over on Friday when I first heard about this, and it was already after we had contributed. You had a list of the certain types of dog and cat food that the Humane Society would like people to donate.
I'll give it to you.
Could you go over that again?
Yeah, I sure will. It's Royal Canin, C-A-N-I-N, dog or cat food, Nine Lives, and I believe it's Whiskers brand of canned cat food, and Pedigree brand canned dog food. But also, dry food is good because this thing has only hit the moist food, and Purina is also good because Purina is also Purina is not on that list. So,
and it's also Colorado made.
Yeah, so you're safe there.
Yeah. All right. That's what I wanted because I was going to bring some, pick up a couple cases of that brand, but I wanted to make sure I had the right brand.
Yeah, man, come on down. Bring it by. We'd appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. And hello to Mary and Coco and Jackson.
Yeah, they're sitting right here and they say hello. And
all right.
Michael Powell thanks you.
Kevin Martin, too.
Yeah, you are the best. You're the hippest. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Let's go to Carrie in Centennial. Carrie, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello?
Carrie? Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's Kay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I wasn't sure if it was my turn or not.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to tell you, I love listening to you this morning. You are so upbeat and so happy-sounding. I think you should just do all your shows with animals, and then things would just be better, huh?
Yeah, well, if I could bring Jackson and Coco to work every single morning, that would be really cool, but I'm not so sure people inside the building can handle that.
Well, I'm out riding around with my two puppies because we have to go for a ride every morning. So
what kind of dogs do you have?
They're what I call best of breed. We just don't know what breed.
You know what? It doesn't matter. As long as they got big hearts and they're animals, who cares what breed they
That's
are?
That's right. And we rescued them, so we love them to death. But I did want to just say, before you went off the air, because it's really all about the animals, that the Belco Credit Union have set up a donation account. So if you're there doing your banking transactions, you can make a donation just through the month of March, and then they will take all that money and take it to the Colorado Humane Society.
Oh, that's great. Okay, this is the branches of the Belco Credit Union?
Uh-huh. And I was at mine the other day, and they had a big sign up about it. And so I was like, wow, okay, well, here's some money for that. And it was just so easy to do it right then and there.
Yeah, where are they? I don't expect you to, like, tell me all the branch offices, but, like, for instance, where's the one that you
went
to?
Well, the one I went to, of course, I don't know the names of the streets because there's one off Parker Road, and there's one off of Arapahoe Road and about Clinton or Dayton up in that area. There's branches all over. I mean, I think if you do, if you look up, you can look up Belco, and they're pretty conveniently located all over town. And I thought, well, since you're going off air, maybe people could get to those a little closer in their neighborhood.
Donation. Yeah, that's a great idea. Boy, I thank you for calling in with that, because this is really
important. I think the Colorado Humane Society will, hopefully, they'll come out well ahead on this, because while this tragedy is just now going on, they still need money next year. So, can you hear the dogs?
Yeah, I do hear your dogs.
Anyway, thanks for your work, Jay, on this. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for your kind compliments.
Okay.
And I certainly hope you'll call again and give your dogs a hug for me.
Okay. Say hi to Coco and Jackson.
I will.
And Mary.
I will for sure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you later. All right. Thank you to her. You can go to the Belco Credit Unions and help out. There's a Colorado Humane Society. And there goes the guy with the Volkswagen. He never came over here, so we can't really talk to him about what that is. But I've seen those before. And as I said on the air, I've got a 59 camper van, split window, but it's in storage. It's not restored. And I can't decide whether to restore it back to its original form or whether I want to chop it down and customize it and put airbags on it and stuff and put a Corvair or a Porsche engine in it. Thank you, man. Thanks for coming by. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a long time. How are you? Do I look different? Thank you. I do look different, don't I? Thank you. Thank you for coming by. We love you. All right, we're broadcasting live 4695 South Monaco Street here in Denver out in front of the Tech Center. Mary's here. Coco and Jackson are here. Thank you to all our listeners for coming by. We need stuff for the Humane Society, the Colorado Humane Society, huh, Coco Bird? 947 traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, we're in pretty good shape on the drive around town. The only slow spots continue to be westbound I-70 right around Chambers. That appliance retrieval operation continues. Apparently an appliance fell off a truck, and they're trying to pick up the pieces and get it out of the way. So just be aware of that if you're heading through that stretch. And kind of a weird one on 225. It is getting back up to speed after some earlier problems, but now we got reports northbound of a tire on fire rolling right around Colfax or so. Obviously that's going to cause a little excitement. Other than that, though, we got a pretty good drive around town on the highways right now. Well, the forecast looking pretty good. Partly sunny, a little breezy this afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, and a few showers are possible tonight. Low 40. Sunny and windy tomorrow, but warmer. Highs into the low 70s. Right now, it's 53 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles. Just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All makes and all models. Right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for. And at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
With a business up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks. Call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
If you have a lawsuit pending and you need cash right now, this radio commercial could change your life. You have bills to pay and money is a problem. Your court date seems a lifetime away. Well, if you can't afford to wait any longer, call Personal Injury Capital now at 1-800-700-1870. We can give you the cash you need immediately, from $500 to $50,000 or more. And if you lose your case, you don't have to pay us back. Just keep the money. To find out how much cash you can get right now, call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
I was desperate. My bills were backed up and my creditors were hounding me. When I got a check for $20,000, it was a lifesaver.
We've helped thousands of people with pending lawsuits get the money they need and help them put their lives back together. Call right now to find out how much cash you can get. Call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shuttle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, average white band. 951, 51 past the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good morning. Great day out today. High is going to be close to 69. And it's already now starting to warm up. Even though when we got out here this morning at 6 a.m., it was cold. Boy, was it cold. And I've still got my jacket on. We're out here broadcasting live, 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver Tech Center. And we're collecting cash. Well, it doesn't have to be cash. You can drop a check off. We don't care. Money for the Colorado Humane Society. Pet food, which they need because they lost 98% of it because of the recall, blankets, towels, and we got all kinds of good stuff to, I don't know, auction off's not the right word, but for a donation. Premiums, isn't that what they call them? Yeah, they call them premiums. Let me go over some of these real quick. First of all, no one has come forward for this John Edwards book, but I still got it, and he signed it, and I got it, Mary and I got it at the Weld County Democratic Dinner, and I was happy to give the Weld County Democrats some money because they're good people. And this book is John Edwards' book, and he signed it. It's a beautiful book, and I'll give it to you for a $500 donation to the Humane Society. We also have the gentleman with the snowboard. It sounds beautiful. He described it. I believe he's in Golden. And you can call us at 303-713-7600. And for a $100 donation, you can have the snowboard. We've got a guy with a detail shop. I believe it's on Airway Boulevard, I think it is, in Fort Collins. His name is Dave, and he'll do your car for a $50 to $80 donation. I've also got an M&M collector's doll, and you can have that if you're into this kind of stuff for a $100 donation, and we thank the woman who brought that by. We also have, in addition to all of that, yeah, that's it. That's what we've got so far, right? Yes. Okay. And you can come by and say hello to Mary and also say hello to Coco and Jackson, and that's Coco barking, and that's Jackson barking in the background. If you can hear him, I don't know if you can hear him or not, because the Federal Express man has pulled up, and Coco's barking at him. And also I want to say, oh, he's talking to him. And we've got pets for you to adopt. What else? We have the lighting, the lighting thing, the desk lamp, the educational desk lamp, which also fights depression and helps kids. And that's from Charlie in Boulder, and he gave his name and phone number out over the air for you to call him. And I didn't write that down, so that's my fault. We've also got cats and dogs that you can adopt. I won't be here all day, but somebody will be here. We will be here all day. So if you're listening now at work, or you don't have time to come by because you're on your way to work, that you can stop by later, and you can until 7 tonight. And I thank all of our listeners. I want to thank Ernie Pyle, who is a great guy, and not the journalist Ernie Pyle, but for those of you who are historians, not the journalist Ernie Pyle, but he was named after Ernie Pyle. And Ernie's a listener and also a caller, and he went to Vietnam, and we thank him for his service to the country, and he stopped by. And there have been so many other people that have stopped by who have said hello. And there's Coco and Jackson now going crazy over the FedEx man. 303-713-7600, it's open phones. I have a story I wanted to tell, but I think I'm going to save it. I think I'm going to tell it tomorrow. Something that happened to Mary and I over the weekend. Oh, you can hear that. You can hear the truck driving off. Something that we saw over the weekend, and I'm going to ask tomorrow whether both of us looked at each other and objected, and to what had happened. And it didn't happen at the Democratic dinner, too. By the way, it happened away from there. And I want to bring that up, and we'll bring it up. I'll bring it up probably tomorrow morning. We have a historic vote in the House. The one went on Friday over the Iraq War. And there is also another scandal today. And I haven't said anything about this all morning, and I'll just spend a couple of minutes to talk about it, because it's just now come out, and it's just now starting to get a little bit of traction. But there is a Bush administration official in the General Services Office, the GSA, who was caught on a teleconference asking how the GSA across the country could help Republicans get elected. Now, what's wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with that. That's a violation of the Hatch Act. Anybody who is a civil servant, anybody who is employed by the federal government, knows what the Hatch Act says. And if you want to see more about this, go to the front page, get on the Internet, and go to thewashingtonpost.com and go read it for yourself. I just didn't get to it this morning. And I'll talk about it again tomorrow morning. And maybe I should have made a bigger deal about it this morning. But it got lost in the shuffle of everything else. But the Hatch Act, and this is another administration official now who has been caught. And this person should resign or be fired and could be liable for criminal prosecution because they did violate the Hatch Act. Now, I'm not making this up. This is not coming out of thin air. This is not a liberal or Democratic plot. All you got to do is go to the Washington Post. It's sitting there on the front page of the Post. Go read it for yourself. And it should be clear to anybody. Conservative, liberal, uncommitted, no affiliation, whatever it is, wherever you stand, it should be clear to you that this administration has used the federal government to further the political aims of the GOP, of the Republican Party, and that's just not right. And it shouldn't be right because it shouldn't be done on your tax dollar. All right. We'll pick it up tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you to everybody who has come by and helped out with the Humane Society.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? Thousands of Coloradans are in your situation, and thousands more have called Colorado's Foreclosure Prevention Hotline for help. Call toll-free 1-877-601-HOPE to get free advice from a local nonprofit organization. Trained professionals will help you with your options at no charge. You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline, 1-877-601-HOPE.